storm that's brought ice, sleet, and snow misery to millions. For snowplow drivers,
like that time you make your round and take a lane to... First lane you did, it's already covered.
And frustrated air travelers like this man at Boston's Logan Airport.
They get out today, we may be here for two more days, I don't know.
Hundreds of flights have been canceled, many schools are closed in the eastern half of the country. Reporter Rob Milford of CBS station KDKA says Pittsburgh is glazed in ice.
You come out, you start stepping through the crust on top of 4 or 5 inches of snow, then you're faced with a car or a truck that's encased in at least a quarter inch of ice. You better have a good scraper.
I'm Steve Kathan in New York City, where the ice scraper is a necessity here this morning to clear windshields before heading out. Streets and highways are covered in a mix of sleet and freezing rain. There have been plenty of accidents. Many school kids are getting their first snow day of the season. And power crews say they're ready if this ice takes down tree limbs and power lines.
This is Howard Arenstein in Washington, where everyone is being told to stay home if they can. Schools are shut and the government is opening late. People who are trying to drive report many cars are stuck.
This is likely to be a brutal day at Daimler Chrysler, where it's expected major job cuts and plant closings will be announced this morning. Reporter Jeff Gilbert has more from Detroit.
Chrysler's been hurt by high labor costs and lower truck sales. Dave Cole, who heads the Center for Auto Research, says they must move fast to turn things around.
They have to do something, and certainly they have to bring a much higher level of urgency to their labor union.
A union that said no to Chrysler on health care breaks. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
Well, everybody knows the duck. Now, the insurance company Aflac is meeting rising criticism over executive compensation with an announcement today that shareholders beginning in 2009 will be given a non-binding vote on how much to pay five top execs. Similar measures are on stockholders' ballots at more than four dozen corporations. With the fighting in Iraq and Afghanistan straining the services, the military is taking a number of steps to swell the ranks, and that includes forgiving rap sheets. Live to CBS's Peter Mayer.
They're strong, and then there's Army Strong.
These days, Army Strong includes more recruits with criminal records. Pentagon numbers show the number of Army and Marine recruits receiving waivers for felonies and serious misdemeanors is growing. CBS News military consultant, retired Army Major Mike Lyons, doesn't like it.
When the bar keeps dropping lower and lower, it doesn't really do the military any good.
Officials defend this waiver program, though, saying it's a path to military service for people who have overcome past mistakes, Nick.
Has Muqtada al-Sadr slipped from Iraq into Iran? Here's CBS News correspondent Dan Raviv.
U.S. government officials who don't want to be named tell CBS News it's been observed that Muqtada al-Sadr, the powerful Shiite Muslim leader in Baghdad, has left Iraq, apparently fearing for his safety, with a lot more U.S. troops expected in the Iraqi capital as part of the so-called surge strategy. The officials here say Sadr has quietly left for Iran.
Now that's disputed by his followers, and an Iraqi government official says the anti-American cleric was in the holy city of Najaf just last night. On Capitol Hill, House lawmakers resumed debate over a non-binding resolution opposing the president's troop escalation. It's expected to win approval in a vote on Friday. The defense resumes its case this morning at the perjury and obstruction trial of former White House aide Louis Libby, but his attorneys will not call his former boss, Vice President Dick Cheney, to the stand, and Libby himself won't testify. Poor past the hour.
Good morning, I'm John M. with an AM 760 local news update. Another day of winter weather, a couple of inches of snow on the ground and more on the way tonight.
Basically, we're kind of in between two weather systems. We're down to flurries right now in the metro area and the temperatures are very cold. We're looking at temperatures this morning in the single digits.
9 News meteorologist Nick Carter says could be a challenging rush hour with snow-packed and icy roads. We've got you covered throughout the morning with Gina Michaels and AM 760 Progressive Traffic. Attention, race fans, the group that owns Daytona International Speedway is looking to build a racetrack in the metro area out near DIA.
We'll be exploring the possibility of developing a premier motorsports entertainment complex in the Adams County area near the Denver International Airport.
Rocky Mountain Speedway Corporation looking at two parcels of land. The company is considering a public-private partnership to build a track that could seat 75,000 people for motorsports events. And soldiers at Fort Carson are now being required to undergo training on how to recognize and treat post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, for those returning from combat. Mandatory training started about 2 months ago. Fort Carson's garrison commander likens PTSD to other injuries like torn knee ligaments. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John, and good morning. Well, you're in store for a treacherous ride. Snow-packed, icy conditions on both our primary and side streets. You really want to slow down your speeds to match the conditions. And watch out. Those ramps and bridges are very slick. We've got a lot of wrecks. Eastbound I-70, 225. Northbound 25 at Hamden. Northbound 25, your ramp to Colorado. And westbound I-70 at Peoria, just to name a few. Also have a closure of southbound 285, that's Hamden, between Colorado 8 and C-470. Have a jackknife semi and chain laws in effect along I-70 through the high country. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, most.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-330-8058. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-330-8058. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time. Save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-330-8058. 8058. 1-800-330-8058.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter retractable awning.
And what about the discount, Jim?
Our Sunsetter retractable awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds. Mm-hmm. It keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
What about the discount, Jim?
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Yeah, but what about the discount, Jim?
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Come on, Jim.
All right. Well, now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate, so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Ha! Finally, Jim.
Just call now, and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate, along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer, and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-322-1437 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-322-1437. 1-800-322-1437.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-926-8949. You can even customize your building. You select the size. You select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-926-8949. Call Anthem Steel today. 1-800-926-8949. That's 1-800-926-8949.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-394-0711. That's 1-800-394-0711. 1-800-394-0711.
And look for Jimmy Dean biscuits inside your grocer's freezer. Because the day begins with a happy breakfast.
The Osgood File, February 14th, 2007.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Let me be the first today to say, I love you. Good morning, John M. It is Russ Johnson in for Jay Marvin again, 10 minutes after 6 o'clock on a Valentine's Day, the 14th day of February 2007. It is a February morning, and we are going to be here for the next 4 hours. Word coming to me late yesterday afternoon that apparently Mr. Marvin is still feeling a little bit under the weather. So you're stuck with me today. No word on tomorrow and what he is going to be doing. But if it is necessary for me to come back, I will certainly make myself available. I had a lot of fun yesterday.
We had a good time yesterday.
Yes, we were furiously taking notes throughout the entire show, so I have all kinds of interesting things that I could talk about today or put in the pile for another day. We're going to have a very good show today. I hope you will stick around because coming up, the judge who resigned over the ordinance in Lafayette County, or in Boulder County, in Lafayette, I should say, who is apparently resigned because they want to raise the fine for pot from $100 to $1,000. He'll be joining us next hour sometime. Mason Tavert with Safer Colorado will be with us. Safer Alternatives for Enjoyable Recreation. Who could be opposed to that? He will be joining us this morning. And the Silent Killer, hybrid cars, and what can be done to stop them if we need to. I will explain as we continue. Here, though, in the first hour, the New York Times has a very interesting story about Hillary Clinton. Headline, Clinton reminds New Hampshire, I'm with Bill. Here we go. We have been waiting for this moment. Political watchers wondering, when will Hillary step forward and begin to name drop? When will she begin to name drop the name of her husband? And apparently we have reached that point.
Well, you got to admit, I mean, Bill Clinton is the most brilliant political strategist of our generation.
Hard to deny that.
Yep.
I think even his opponents, his critics, would acknowledge as much. John Turk is on the other side of the glass today, pushing the buttons. He was just asking me if I had a question for the AM760.net poll question. And yes, I do. And have you had a chance to put that question on there, John? And what have you decided to go with today? Exactly what you said. Exactly. Thank you. Very smart. The question is Bill Clinton an asset to Hillary's campaign? I don't understand for the life of me how anyone could argue that he is anything but an asset. But yesterday I received a couple of different instant messages from people who were making the case, and I was surprised that Hillary would be well advised to try and go this her own way. And a couple of people pointing my attention to the New York Times article. So I'll give you a chance this morning to share with me your thoughts on this question. Our telephone number is 303-713-7600, I should say. That's 303-713-7600. Hopefully I will remember it and not have a problem with it this morning. Obviously, we all know about the axiom that two heads are better than one. A self-evident truth, I would say. And I think that certainly bids well for Hillary Clinton to be naming Bill Clinton. Although I guess some people might say it's a little early, but it's the kind of thing that to me is a no-brainer. I don't see how it could hurt her. And people might bring up his sordid past with, Monica Lewinsky and stuff, but I think in comparison to what we're dealing with these days, people would gladly go back to those days.
You know, it's like, I think if Bill Clinton could run again, he would be elected in a landslide. It's like, oral sex? Who cares?
Exactly.
So we didn't lose 3,000 American boys and girls, you know.
So we are going to enjoy the benefit of Bill Clinton again, and this is sort of an end round around the Constitution, right?
Yeah, you know, it's like Bill said the first time. You get two for one. I don't think Hillary's going to be using that line.
But she certainly could. There are some other things going on in the news this morning. I will wait to hear, and I'm eager to find out from you if you think that this in any way detracts from her presidential bid, that she has apparently over the weekend named Bill eight times as she was giving speeches, and I'll share with you the some of the points made in the New York Times article. We have some other interesting news that pertains to this radio station. Apparently, Al Franken is expected to announce today whether or not he is running for the U.S. Senate or not. He's going to be doing his last show on Air America today, and then following the show, he will be announcing whether or not he will be seeking the Democratic nomination to challenge Norm Coleman, who is a very strong candidate. I would be surprised to find out if Al Franken didn't run.
Yeah, I think it's a foregone conclusion. Franken, Coleman's one of those endangered species, a moderate Republican, but he's been supporting Bush on the war. And
he had such a good history. He really did. For a moderate Republican guy, he wasn't really out of that step with most Americans, I don't think, except on the issue that he is so fervently in support of the president.
Yeah, I think Franken, you know, my first thought was, is the Minnesota Democratic establishment going to support a comedian going for the White House or going for the Senate? And apparently so. I mean, I think Franken wouldn't be jumping in if he didn't have the wholehearted support of the Democratic establishment.
Well, and he's certainly demonstrated that he's a capable and smart guy. If you listen to the radio show at all, obviously he has done a pretty good job in changing his image and getting away from Stuart Smalley.
Yeah.
Although Bill O'Reilly would love if the world would never forget that Franken was Stuart Smalley.
Yeah, but, you know, O'Reilly is the one that opens up his mouth every day and comes out with some idiotic comment, not Franken.
Having grown up in Minnesota and having family back there, I do know that Norm Coleman is a person who demands respect, and a lot of people really love him back in Minnesota. So we, of course, will be staying on that. And it might be interesting later this afternoon to turn on the radio and hear what Al Franken has to say.
You know what's interesting? I just saw this on the wire. The White House announcing that President Bush will be holding a news conference at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 9 a.m. our time, in the White House East Room this morning. This will be the president's first news conference since his January 11th proposal to add the 21,500 troop surge to Iraq, his State of the Union on January 23rd, and the proposal of his 08 budget. No topic from the news conference has been disclosed yet. It's likely he'll be asked about developments in Iraq, as well as the three-day debate in the House on the surge. And the first question I would ask Mr. Bush would be, you know, you went on record as saying anybody in the White House who was involved in the CIA leak case would be fired.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do with your vice president? It's obvious he was up to his armpits in it. Wonder if anybody will have the guts to ask him that.
No, they will not. I can guarantee you that. I mentioned this yesterday. It's worth repeating. It is stunning how the president is treated with kid gloves, and the press corps constantly offer him up softball questions.
Well, except Helen Thomas. Remember?
Well, yeah.
And he moved her to the back of the room for a while.
She's a thorn in the president's side.
The
president also expected today, I'm sure, to say a few things about the North Korean agreement to disband their nuclear weapons
program. Yeah, it looks like the Bush administration actually did something right. I mean, if former U.N. ambassador and circus clown John Bolton is coming out and saying this is a terrible idea, it must be a good idea.
So what time is that today, John?
9 o'clock our time.
9 o'clock our time. And how long are we covering that? Is that going to, do we know yet?
I don't know.
Hey, John, can you help me make an executive decision on this matter coming up this morning at 9 o'clock? The White House having their press conference, or at least be ready to pop in and we can eavesdrop on a little bit of that. We'll have time to gear up for that. It's 6:20 in the morning. It's Russ Johnson in for Jay Marvin. Lines available. We are embarking on an adventure here. Telephone numbers 303 713 7600. Love to hear from you this morning. Hillary, name dropping Bill's name. Can it hurt?
What's new, Special Agent?
It's time for people to take a fresh look at their auto insurance.
Well, it always pays to shop around.
You bet. Many drivers save hundreds of dollars when they switch to Esurance.
If I want to switch to Esurance, do I have to wait until my policy expires?
Nope. You can switch anytime. Just visit Esurance.com. With fast quotes and instant comparisons, you'll see your savings instantly.
Sounds easy.
It is. Quote by print instantly at Esurance.
Take a fresh look at your auto insurance. Get your fast free quote at Esurance.com. Today.
Power is the ultimate aphrodisiac. Curious Theater Company presents Aphrodisiac by Rob Hendel, a political thriller ripped from the headlines, echoing the infamous political scandals of Clinton, Lewinsky, and the unsolved murder of Chandra Levy. Aphrodisiac performs Thursday through Sunday. Mention Air America and get two tickets for just $28. Go to CuriousTheater.org or call today, 303-623-0524.
Hurry in. Only a few performances left.
Hello, America. It's time to play Take On Orbits, the travel game where you could save $200 on your next trip. Today's winner is you. That's right, you. With the Orbits Feel the Love sale, win over your sweetheart by booking a trip and saving $200 to romantic places like Jamaica, Paris, or Maui. Feel the love by saving big on your next getaway. Just Orbits and go.
Save $200 on a qualifying Jamaica, Maui, or Paris flight plus hotel purchase for 5 plus nights. Valid for travel 2-1 through 7-31-07. Book by 3-4-07. Subject to availability, see Orbitz.com for terms and conditions.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as being affluent. You may not think of yourself as a high net worth investor. But it doesn't matter what kind of car you drive or the home you live in. If your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor. And one thing we know about you is that there are 8 common mistakes high net worth investors can make without even knowing it. We're Fisher Investments, and we've put together a special free report just for you. It's called the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours free just for calling 1-800-775-3414. Just avoiding any one of these mistakes could help you better reach your goals now and over time. As your portfolio grows and changes, strategies need to grow and change. That's why this is valuable information you must see. For your free copy of the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them, pick up the phone now. Call 1-800-775-3414. That's 1-800-775-3414.
So I can go to school full-time and fly part-time.
My unit helps out after a natural disaster hits, so I get to help people just like I always wanted.
There's no bigger rush than being a firefighter in the Guard.
Than flying a Black Hawk.
Than leading my squad.
Thanks to the Guard, I'm becoming who I always wanted to be.
Call 1-800-GO-GUARD and ask us how much you'll receive towards your college expenses.
Sponsored by the Colorado National Guard and by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
The Blue List is AM 760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting progressive companies like Icon Laser Center, Wellness Spa on 5th Avenue, and Computer Superheroes. Go to am760.net today and learn more about how you can support progressive talk. AM 760.
Where's the best place to find antioxidants? One independent study just ranked Welch's 100% grape juice the number one beverage for antioxidant capacity per serving among 1,000 foods tested. Get more antioxidants in your diet. Drink delicious Welch's 100% grape juice.
The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
AM 760 Progressive Talk. My name is Russ Johnson. Good morning and happy Valentine's Day. Hope I'm the one to remind you so that you don't end up in the doghouse by the end of the day. Well, here it is. According to the New York Times, Hillary Clinton is stepping out of her shell and starting to name her husband. We've all heard it before. It's almost become cliched, I know, but two heads are better than one. That's good news for Hillary Clinton, right? Agree or disagree? 303-713-7600. As I was mentioning, I was surprised yesterday to hear from a number of you who didn't think it was a good tact for the senator from New York to mention her husband's name. You just know that it's going to drive her opponents crazy. But why shouldn't Hillary do everything she can to let the world know that Bill comes with the package? I've been worried that she was going to try and do this her own way. But I think it's a positive sign when she invokes the name of her husband and in ways that don't suggest that he is an evil man, if you remember that from about a week or two ago. She got caught a little flat-footed. She was at a rally. Somebody asked her a question. She made a comment that she knows a thing or two about evil men, and then she segued into it and kind of made a passing joke about her husband. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about uplifting positive messages about Bill Clinton. Now, just think about it. Wouldn't it be a great moment in U.S. history? Thank you, John. He brings me water. It's so sweet. Pardon me. What was I saying? The thing about history. It would be great for American history to have former President Bill Clinton back in the saddle again. And that's the way I think about it with Hillary. At this point, I'll even go and put up with his wife's dalliances. Just kidding. His dalliances. Wouldn't that be something, though, if Hillary became president and then she was found to be having an affair with one of the hunky staffers, and just to drive people crazy, just like the hunkiest guy on the staff. Let's not go down that road today. But can you imagine the entire country feeling sorry for Bill? I don't see any other way but for Hillary to mention Bill's name. And there's another aspect of this that nobody talks about that I would be interesting to. It would be interesting for me to throw it out there and see how you feel about it. I'm talking about the freak factor. I don't know what else to call it but the freak factor. And I don't mean anything disparaging by it, but stay with me because I really do want to pick your brain. The freak factor of a woman president, Senator Hillary becoming president, point number one. The freak show factor would be so high after everything we've been through in the past 8 years with President Bush. Isn't there a part of you that would be really eager for change? Wouldn't there be, is there a part of you, I guess, that is eager for change that would include Bill Clinton back in the White House as the first lady, first gentleman, and Hillary and Bill together again? I think that it's a marvelous move that Hillary is deciding now to start mentioning her husband's name more often. How can that be wrong? What could possibly be the risk or the negative implication of this move? If anything, maybe she could have put it off a little bit longer and really started to drive it home, because now for the next 2 years, we're definitely, they know they're a team. And I'm not afraid of that at all. And I think the freak factor would be so interesting to watch the news, to watch everything that's going on, to see this happen, and to have a front row seat, something new, something exciting, after everything that we have gone through. And I'm deadly serious. You would be getting Bill back by voting for Hillary. I know that Jay and I know that John M., they love Barack Obama, and we talked about him a little bit yesterday. But you have to have the right person for the right job. And from my way of looking at the world, I think Bill and Hillary right now would be very good options. That's the bottom line. And you have to admit, it would be pretty cool to have Bill Clinton back as First Lady. The comedians would love it. I don't know if I'd say first lady. What is it going to be? Do you know, John? Is it the first gentleman? What is he? What is Bill Clinton? Look
That's
it up
a good
for
question.
Me real quick.
What would they refer to him as?
What is he when he, if his wife wins? 303-713-7600, the telephone number here. If it weren't so pathetic, it would almost be ironic that we got so caught up in the blue dress and this marginally attractive woman who had a Billy crush, to fast forward to the future. And I realize that, especially when I work on the other stations and I suggest this sort of thing, I'm exposing myself to criticism, but I'm glad to do it. I would gladly go back to those days of the blue dress, and I did not have sexual relations with that woman and all that business compared to what I see on the news every night these days. I've had so many people try and tell me that Hillary better be careful about using Bill, but I think those people are wrong, just flat wrong. So when I came across this, New York Times article here, I was thinking to myself, finally. And I'd love to hear from you this morning on that. Even people who years ago were opposed to Clinton and the Clintons, even people who vehemently hated him, I talk to them now, and I kid you not, they're coming around. You know, at every step, they're starting to warm up. They're starting to like him just a little bit more. And these are people who really made and bet the house on how much they hated him. So that is one of the things that I am willing to discuss with you here this morning. It's coming up on the bottom of the hour. Thank you for the reminder. We have to get a traffic update in here real quick. We'll do that with Gina Michaels, and we will come back. Russ Johnson in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Thanks, Russ. Well, traffic is pretty stacked up in all of our usual hot spots. Southbound 25, northbound, of course, eastbound 270 across Commerce City. And southbound 225 at the Denver Tech Center. Of course, winter driving conditions really making for a double whammy here, so expect a very slow and treacherous drive. Still clearing wrecks, westbound I-70 at Peoria, eastbound I-70 at 225. Had a rollover at Federal at 120th, and it looks like some good news. They reopened southbound 285 there. There's a semi sitting on the ramp now from 285 to the Morrison exit, but traffic's getting through. It's not a big deal at all. Weather today, mostly cloudy and cold with a high of 19. Right now, cloudy and 12. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Drive in today for Sonic's Bacon Breakfast Bistro Sandwich, made with crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, and melted cheese.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights. Large corporate companies don't give you the best customer service or print when it comes to getting your digital images printed. Motophoto prides themselves on providing you with quality customer service and digital printing. Whether you need a simple 4x6, a large 30x40 print, or even a professional portrait, Motophoto will take care of it for you. Located on the corner of Colorado Boulevard in Mexico in Denver, on the corner of 2nd and Milwaukee in Cherry Creek, and the Village Shopping Center in Boulder. You can also check them out online at motocreation.com. Mention this ad and receive 20 4x6 digital prints for just 12 cents. Stop by Motophoto today.
Opportunity for all you founding fathers and mothers to head to the store, pick up a Toshiba HD DVD player to go with your high-definition TV. Sit back, put your feet up, and hold your first President's Day Film Festival. See your favorite movies like you've never seen them before. Because Toshiba's HD DVD player will make the DVDs in your current collection look better than ever. And it'll remind you of what you got your high-definition TV for in the first place. Toshiba's HD DVD player represents the transition from DVD to HD DVD, from the present to the future. And just as George and Abe gave us all a precious gift, Toshiba is giving us a gift as well. Get 3 free HD DVDs by mail, select titles only, when you buy a Toshiba HD DVD player at Circuit City, February 12th through February 28th. Select participating retailers only, void or prohibited. See www.ToshibaHDDVD.com for full details. With a Toshiba HD DVD player, every movie is the look and sound of perfect.
Forward thinking in the morning. It's the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I can guarantee this song has been played in the living room. Bill and Hillary.
Doing the town and doing it right in the evening.
Oh, yeah. Happy Valentine's Day, Russ Johnson and Jay Marvin.
It's pretty pleasing. Muskrat Susie, Muskrat Sam, do the jitterbug out in Muskrat Land and they shimmy.
Oh, it brings back the memories.
Sam is so skinny.
1975, Daytona Beach. Wow, those were the years.
And they whirl and they twirl and they dance.
6:36 is the time. Your radio is set to AM 760 Progressive Talk. Some lunatic just called in here and browbeat John over the fact that yesterday I was bashing Obama and today I'm bashing Hillary. That coward hung up. I would have loved to have talked to that guy. What an idiot. I wasn't bashing on Obama yesterday. I was sharing with you my opinion. Obama said that the lives lost in Iraq were wasted. Then he came back and apologized. My take on that was pretty straightforward. I don't think a guy running for the highest office in the land should step before the people in front of the cameras and make a comment that American women and American men and women who gave their life for this ridiculous war, that their lives were wasted. I'm just never comfortable with the notion of saying that someone's life was quote-unquote wasted. That's a far cry from bashing on Obama. And I'm hardly bashing on Hillary today. I'm making the case that I think it's good news to read that Hillary is finally stepping out and starting to mention the old man's name. Not everyone necessarily agrees with that, and I'm going to talk with you about it. Most people, I think, know that Clinton, Bill Clinton, is just a brilliant strategist. And, you know, it's a good addition to her campaign. And here comes John M.
But!
And there's always a but.
But what?
I just don't think Hillary can do it.
What do you mean? I don't understand how you can even say that, John.
I just don't think.
She's a way better, stronger candidate than Barack Obama.
Her negatives are so high, she's got 40% of the American public that won't even consider voting for
her. She's going to, that's right, 40%. That still leaves 60%.
No.
Who will?
No, I'm not saying 40% who won't.
40% of the country is Republican, 40% is Democrat.
They won't even consider voting for her. That 60% that will consider voting for her, that doesn't mean they're
going to
vote for her.
She's going to be able to raise more money than all of the other candidates combined, number one. Number two, who do you think that she's going to face off with? It's probably going to be Giuliani, right?
No.
Of course it is, because the national media, John, they're going to want it to be New York on New York. It's a big media market.
The Republican base is never going to go for a guy that's on his third wife, who supported gay rights.
Who married his cousin.
Gun control, married his cousin. was fiddling around, out of Gracie Mansion, was partially responsible for all the deaths on 9/11. You know, when all this stuff hits the fan, Giuliani doesn't. It's going to be McCain.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
He's sucking up to Falwell again.
I am going to write this down in my Russ Johnson logbook, John M. predicting that it'll be John McCain.
The guy I'd love to see is Sam Brownback.
He would get slaughtered, though. Yeah, he would get slaughtered.
Yeah, but he's the darling of the wacko far-right religious nuts.
True. I guess from that point of view, yeah, we would be lucky to have Sam Brownback.
They're the ones who vote in the primaries.
I actually had the occasion to meet him on a number of occasions when I was
in Kansas. Is he really as whacked out as he seems?
I think he truly is, yeah. I remember once making light of the fact that it was interesting to me that he would have his staffers come into the office, they would take off their shoes and socks, and he would wash their feet.
You're joking.
I'm not kidding.
I'm deadly serious
holy
about this.
Moly.
And it's some kind of thing that the Holy Rollers do of his ilk anyway. And they would wash the feet of the staff members. It was kind of a token gesture.
Isn't that what the Pope does for the poor on Easter?
There is some kind of religious connotation to this. No doubt.
This guy's ready for the rubber room.
So I'm going to make the prediction, and John M., and I'd love to hear from you this morning, 713-7600, the telephone number. I think we're looking at Giuliani and Hillary, because the national media would love it. We would love the matchup between Hillary, the suburban mom from the Midwest, taking on the tough, no-nonsense guy from New York who's from the streets. Hillary has lived her entire life basically looking out the window of a limousine, and she has been preparing her entire life for this moment to be president. And I don't see how anyone else will even be able to come close to beating her. So it's going to be fascinating for me.
I say it's going to be Obama versus McCain.
Really?
Great.
I love it.
Totally, totally opposite on this.
No, that is...
I think, you know, it was funny. I was watching a story last night. I always look at Hollywood. I always try to see where Hollywood's going.
Uh-huh.
Clooney, he's split with Hillary because of her stance on the war. Spielberg, Geffen, Katzenberg, you know, DreamWorks, they're throwing all their money behind Obama. Hollywood's always looking for the fresh face. They're always looking for the guy that's got the charisma. And that's Obama.
Obama has the criticism, but he doesn't have the wherewithal to win it all.
I
know that they want to make the analogies back to Lincoln and the fact that he only served 2 years as a senator. As I think about it, though, does Obama have more practical experience as a politician than George Bush did when he took office?
Oh, God, yes, because
already
the governorship of Texas, that's a ceremonial post. All you do is slap people on the back.
From owner of the Texas Rangers,
which
to governor.
A failure at.
You know, uh-huh.
All he was when he was that, you know, his daddy got him that gig with the Texas Rangers, and he was just kind of a glad hander. He was the guy that took people out and partied and... You know,
he'd be good at that, actually.
He was great at that.
And then he even failed at that.
That was back in his raging alcoholic days, so he was perfect at that. You know, he's never done a lick of real work in his life, and he still isn't doing a lick of real work in his life.
I would find it hard to disagree with that. I think when you look at the prospective Democrats who are running for the presidency, I just can't understand how you would want to see anybody but Hillary in office at this point.
I think she'd be good. I mean, if she gets the nomination, I will certainly vote for her. And like my wife said, darn, the woman knows more about health care than anybody in America.
Yeah, she was mentioning, in fact, health care. She was making reference to the fact that her husband had the heart surgery, and so she knew about the bureaucracy. And if we want to get to a situation in this country where we do really reform health care as we know it, she certainly has had some experience. Remember the controversy in the mid-90s when she was trying to help Bill Clinton revamp health care, and she got swamped down in a quagmire in that, because what were they calling it? Universal health care, right?
Yeah, I remember the Republicans ran those weasel ads with the imaginary couple on TV. And
Right.
They were tremendously...
I want to take some more calls. I have to follow up on what you said here, though, about the war and her stance. I know that she is not coming your way fast enough on the issue and fessing up to the fact that she made a mistake and that she voted to authorize the war. But I think there's going to be plenty of time for that move when the election starts to get a little closer and the time is right. Now we're too far out. But eventually Hillary Clinton will step forward and say, yeah, it was a blown call. And I think most reasonable people right at this point know she made a mistake. 303-713-7600, the telephone number. Here is Al. You're up on the J. Marvin Show. Russ Johnson filling in. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
First of all, I want to preface my remarks is that if Hillary were to win the nomination, she's got my vote. But I do not want to see two families control the presidency until 2012.
No. Good point.
So then, yeah, Chelsea gets a crack at it in a few years.
I am definitely starting to lean more towards Bill Richardson. He is a statesman by all stretches of the imagination, and I think he would be an excellent president.
Boy, and he's got it. He's got the experience.
Absolutely, he does.
What's the hang up on him, though? Hey, there's something about him that doesn't gel well with people. I think it's his willingness to try new ideas and to the marijuana thing also. I think he is a person who...
Well, I don't know. I think he's just a dark horse right now, and I think that is, as the campaign progresses, people will see more and more about Bill Richardson. They will understand that he's been eyeball to eyeball with North Koreans, and that he's been the ambassador to the UN, and that he was a representative, and this man is so well-rounded, it isn't funny.
Yeah. Al, give me a take real quick here on this news that Hillary is starting to invoke the name of her husband. Good news or bad news?
I think it's great news because, you know, if Bill wanted to run, I would be in favor of repealing, what is it, the 25th Amendment?
Yeah, I can't remember right now. But obviously, you can only serve two terms. You would vote for Bill Clinton again. So this an end around to the constitutional requirement that you can only serve two terms?
Well, yeah, it is. But, you know, that constitutional requirement was put in place because Roosevelt served four terms.
That's right.
I think today in today's environment that two terms is plenty, especially with all the Republicans making all this noise about being citizen legislators.
Mm-hmm. And I don't think that we'll see a time in the near future where we are going to change the laws or change the Constitution. And that includes changing the Constitution to have Arnold Schwarzenegger run for office someday.
Right, exactly.
And I don't think it's going to happen that we're going to change the Constitution to allow Bill Clinton to have another term. So, from my point of view, this is the best way to go, is to support Hillary.
Well, I think Richardson is by far the better candidate.
Fair enough. I appreciate the call this morning. Thank you very much. 303-713-7600, the telephone number. Sometimes I bring up things that are so obvious, people don't feel compelled or inspired to call in and discuss it. This may very well be one of those moments, so if you have something on your mind, don't hesitate to call me up. The judge who resigned over an ordinance to raise the fine for pot from $100 to $1,000 in Boulder County will be joining us later this morning. Mason Tavert with Safer will be here. And I have a couple of other interesting news items that I want to share with you as we continue. But right now, I'm curious about the prospect of Bill and Hillary in 2009, January. Could it get here soon enough? It's Russ Johnson in for Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Still going to be a tough ride around the metro area. We got a lot of problems, especially on your I-70 commute. Watch out for wrecks. They're still clearing off the eastbound side near 225 and westbound I-70 at Peoria. Left lane completely blocked there. We also had a rollover crash at Federal and 120th. Of course, our Thornton North Glen ride is really bogged down. You're going to have very low speeds from 120th all the way down to 84th on southbound 25. And we have eastbound routes starting to get very busy. Those are going to be stop and go as well, including the Boulder Turnpike, which is jammed up now from Federal to I-25. Weather today, mostly cloudy and cold. Snow showers ending, high of 19. Tonight, light snow returns.
What's your latest report, Special Agent?
It's time for people to take a fresh look at their auto insurance.
Copy that. Esurance makes auto insurance fast, easy, and affordable. You can get your quote and make comparisons instantly at esurance.com.
Many drivers save money and time, too. You can buy your policy and print your insurance cards instantly online.
That's why Esurance is one of the fastest-growing auto insurance companies in America.
Quote, buy, print instantly at Esurance.
Take a fresh look at your auto insurance. Get your quote at esurance.com today.
That bed could be a very big problem, and you're not alone. 9 out of 10 couples disagree on how firm their mattress should be. But Mary and I, our answer is a Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort. With a Sleep Number bed, each side of the mattress can be set to your ideal level for firmness and support, and that's your Sleep Number. I like to call this dual adjustability. This personalized comfort is a result of the Sleep Number bed's air chamber design, a simple concept that now gives you control over how your mattress will feel. And this comfort isn't just for couples. If you sleep alone, finding your Sleep Number will mean more comfortable position for your body, allowing you to fall asleep. Sleep faster, sleep more deeply, and wake up feeling refreshed. And now through Valentine's Day on February the 14th, you can get no interest and no payments until 2008 on all Sleep Number bed sets. Plus, get a free luxurious dual-weight comforter with the purchase of selected bed sets at $250 value. Select Comfort stores are located in 11 major malls, including Southwest Plaza, Flatiron Crossing, Colorado Mills, and the brand-new locations at Southlands Mall and Northfield at Stapleton.
Your computer's just like your car. You don't want to learn to be a mechanic. You just want to drive the darn thing. This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Anytime you have a computer problem, call us. We're the mechanics for your computer, and we make house calls.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit pc-answers.com or troubleshooter.com. That's PC Answers, 303-548-1414.
Your debts are piling up. Your bills are due. And the settlement money you won from your lawsuit is spread out over years. You can't afford to wait that long for money that's rightfully yours. You need cash now. Well, now you can get the cash you need immediately. J.G. Wentworth can help you get your settlement money in one lump sum right now. You've seen our ads on TV. You need cash now. Now is the time to call. If you're receiving cash payments from something like a car accident or personal injury, call J.G. Wentworth now. Find out how you can turn your structured settlement payments into cash you can use today. For free information, call 1-800-500-6517. Your bills won't wait, your expenses won't wait, and your settlement money is spread out over years. Don't wait. Get cash now from J.G. Wentworth. It's your money, isn't it? Use it when you need it. For free information, call us now at 1-800-500-6517. That's 1-800-500-6517. 1-800-500-6517.
Live, local, and progressive.
The Jay Marvin Show.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Got a new blast of winter weather in the Metroplex. Happy Valentine's Day. It's Russ Johnson in for Jay Marvin this morning. Telephone number is 303-713-7600. No! We're playing Valentine's Day songs. John, this doesn't necessarily fall into the category of a...
Hey, a lot of people are alone on Valentine's Day. Not everybody has, you know, that special person.
Luckily, you and I do. To the phones we go. Golden, here's Tammy. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. I wanted to respond to something you two said earlier about the gentleman who washed the feet of his staff.
Yes, that you were talking Senator about? Sam Brownback.
Okay, being both a liberal and a person of faith, that it kind of bothered me that you folks said that.
Who cares? What do you mean, who cares it bothers you? Why does it bother you? It's a fact. Why? So what was said here today that could have possibly bothered you? Or do you think it's the sort of thing that shouldn't ever be talked about?
No. The fact that you said that he was a wacko because he washed the feet of his staffers. And washing the feet is it's a symbol of humility and service and hospitality.
Hey, anything that strikes me as sort of unusual and not really pertinent to your job as an elected leader makes you a bit of a kook to be going around washing people's feet who work for you. That's the way I see it. I can't change my opinion.
Well, I was hoping to maybe persuade you that it's not quite as wacko as it seems. It would be to me like accusing somebody of being wacko because they take communion, or they pray before meals.
Yeah, yes and no. I think those are a little more commonly accepted type things that people do. Maybe wacko. I'll say this. Maybe wacko is a little strong. It's not my cup of tea, and I find it highly unusual.
I'll give you that.
Okay.
And he may be a wacko completely for decisions. I don't know, but I was the generalization that somebody who practices that particular ritual must be wacko was what bothered me.
Now, it's highly unusual to wash your employees' feet. Hey, do you ever wash anyone's feet?
I have. I have practiced that ritual. Not at work. I will give you that.
Okay, very good. And did you have a comment about Hillary and Bill?
Nope, that's it.
Okay, thank you. I just had to put that one to the top of the list. I got all these other folks who want to make a comment. Here's Alan in Denver. Appreciate the patience there, Alan. Hello.
Good morning.
Morning.
Hey, I personally like Hillary. I mean, I'd love to see her as president. However, I just do not think she's electable.
Really? Why is she not electable? Quickly.
Because she would energize the right wing like nobody else in the world. They would come out of the woodworks to vote against her. She is just too controversial.
So there's an unintended consequence if she gets the nomination. All the people who would typically be standing on the sidelines who are sick of this president would all of a sudden be inspired to get involved, and it could backfire.
I think inspired is an understatement. right now the Republicans are a little bit divided over immigration. They're certainly divided over the war. She would bring them together like nobody else in the world.
Interesting.
I think she'd make an excellent president, except we couldn't elect her.
I think that you very well may be wrong. I think people are in the mood for change, and I don't think that they want a president with an R by his or her name again.
Well.
But that's what Tom Radio is all about. I wanted to hear your point.
I hope I'm wrong if she's nominated. But frankly, we should elect Gore again. We should draft him. We elected him once.
True.
And he's a true statesman, and certainly he has vision.
I would agree. Thank you very much for the phone call this morning. 4 minutes out from the top of the hour. The war issue for Hillary seems to be about her only weakness right now. And I also, I guess, am a realist to the point where I think who's going to be able to raise the most money, and I think Hillary and Bill are the ones who can do it. But we are 2 years away from the election. So with the passage of time, that ill-advised vote that she made authorizing war will seem irrelevant with each passing day. No hurry, honey. I should start that now. Condescending to the former first lady turned president. Oh, boy. Here's Nanette in Castle Rock. You're up on the Jay Marvin Show.
Good morning.
Morning.
I hope that Hillary gets the nomination. And I don't think that having Bill is going to be a detriment. He's not going to act as, quote, first gentleman. She is going to have him doing something like have a cabinet office or be an emissary, something. And aside from that, Hillary's not a dope. This woman went to Yale also. This woman has, you know, the credentials. She's very bright. She might be brighter than he is. And I think that the diplomatic skills that they've had to develop over the years, they probably have hands down more experience. And it would be nice to see people work.
People. My God. Okay, it is nearing 7 o'clock as we continue here on the Jay Marvin Show this morning. We're going to talk to the judge in Boulder County who resigned his position in protest over a law coming up that would raise the fine for being in possession of pot from $100 to $1,000. We'll get your reaction on that as we continue. My name is Russ Johnson. Jay Marvin has the day off, and we'll be back after this.
Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Are you in sales or do you own a business? If so, think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Okay, so what's stopping you? Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy, but what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new leads as you can handle and actually make that number in your head?
We sold almost $500,000 worth of business, up from maybe one-tenth of that in previous periods. We were caught by surprise with the demand.
It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports, and they want to give you 100 sales leads free.
No business in the world can afford to be without it.
No matter what you're selling, Sales Genie has the leads you need, and right now they'll give you 100 absolutely free. That's right, free. Just call 1-800-600-6591. That's 1-800-600-6591. 1-800-600-6591. 1-800-600-6591.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Steve Kathan in New York City, where everyone who needs to get around has an ice scraper as this area gets its dose of the big winter storm. And at the airports here, some people have to sit it out.
I've got to go through Chicago Midway, and so long as it's iced over and snowing there, I'm staying put.
It's the first snow day of the season here for many schools in what up to now has been a mostly dry winter.
I'm Michelle Miller in Albany, where there is 5 inches of snow on the ground and another 15 inches expected. The blizzard of 07 paralyzed parts of the Midwest, and now it's pounding the Northeast. This snowstorm is particularly brutal because it's so cold outside. The snow actually hurts when it hits you.
I'm Peter Mayer in Washington. The area around the nation's capital is being walloped by this loud mix of sleet and freezing rain falling on top of snow in many areas. It is making for dangerous driving conditions and scattered power outages. Many flights into the region's airports have been canceled or delayed, and forecasters predict a mean chaser later today. More snow and high winds.
I'm Frank Setapani. It's profits on the skids and jobs on the chopping block at Daimler Chrysler. The company has just reported a 40% nosedive in fourth quarter profits and announced the elimination of 13,000 factory and white-collar jobs. Auto analyst Dave Cole says Chrysler will have to lean on its remaining workers for the concessions it needs to cut costs and stay competitive.
They have to do something, and certainly they have to bring a much higher level of urgency to their labor union.
In Iraq, military officials now say the Sea-Night helicopter that was brought down last week was hit by a sophisticated weapon. Mechanical failure had been listed as the likely cause of the crash originally. The crash killed all 7 on board. A Shiite militant group has released a video of an American soldier who was kidnapped at gunpoint last October. Military officials insist that radical anti-American cleric Muqtada al-Sadr fled to Iran to avoid the security crackdown in Baghdad, but Sadr's people say he has not left the country. A yellow sheet that would have kept a would-be recruit out of the Army or the Marine Corps a few years ago might not be a handicap now. Pentagon records show both branches of the service have lowered standards so they can accept recruits with criminal records, medical problems, and low test scores. CBS News military analyst Mike Lyons says they've had to do that.
It does allow them to keep the pipeline going of people who are willing to join the military to support the effort in Iraq in particular.
His name is Diamond Jim. He's 6 years old, and he's the best in show at this year's Westminster Kennel Club show, an English Springer Spaniel.
The Springer wins the sporting group. The Beachley is second. The English setter is third.
Ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street, S&P futures are up a little bit more than a point. This is CBS News.
Looking for great tire deals? Stop by your Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership. Right now, get up to a $90 cash rebate with purchase of Continental or General tires. That's right, up to $90 cash back. Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury parts and service, only at your dealership.
I can help. I got two strong arms. I can help.
We're better. We're proving it. And we want you to be the judge. Call 1-877-310-3673 or see participating dealership through 31807.
So, you're a consultant?
Yes, sir.
What's with the wall of sticky notes?
It's my small business accounting system. Unpaid invoices go on the purple ones.
And the green?
New customers.
So, unpaid bills are the yellow ones.
How'd you know?
I took a shot. You know, there's an easier way to manage your business.
Yeah?
Yeah, QuickBooks. You can be up and running in under 15 minutes with just a few clicks. QuickBooks software lets you write checks, send invoices, see who's paid and who hasn't.
I'll switch. So, need a couple hundred sticky notes?
I'm going to pass on that. QuickBooks. Better, faster, simpler. Get it at OfficeMax, Best Buy, or Amazon.com.
And good morning. It's 7:04. I'm John M. with an AM 760 local news update. Well, just when you could see the edge of your lawn and the ice caps were receding from the side streets, here it is, more snow, much in the metro area, getting about 2 inches of the white stuff overnight, and the forecast calling for a little bit more later on today.
Late this afternoon, another weather system in Wyoming brings about another inch or two of snow to the seven-county metro area this evening. It's probably going to interfere with the evening rush.
Of course it will. Nine News meteorologist Nick Carter says once this system moves out, though, it's clear skies and warmer temps right through the weekend. Cadets now at the Air Force Academy back on their regular schedules after that cheating scandal restricted all 4,300 to campus over the weekend. Last weekend, 28 freshmen were accused of cheating on a test of general military knowledge by forwarding the answer through internet messages, message boards. And your Valentine's flowers may have been grown and arranged by Colorado cons. Inmates at the Arrowhead Correctional Center in Canyon City are in a special program that provides therapy and a chance to learn a trade. There are inmates in that program.
They're either sex offenders or drug and alcohol inmates.
Steve Smith with Colorado Correctional Industries says the flower program is not funded with your tax dollars. It pays for itself through the revenue it brings in. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
And thanks, Donna. It's a messy commute. Heavy, slow-moving traffic. Lots of issues on and off the highway, including a new wreck westbound C-470 at Santa Fe. Dealing with one northbound 25 right at the juncture of westbound I-70. And we've had a lot of problems on westbound I-70. One at Pecos, another one approaching 225 that's being cleared out of the left lane. Up north, northbound 25 at Lyons, we've had a rollover crash in that area. So watch out for delays there. Just give yourself a lot of extra time negotiating the snowpack, slick conditions, and traffic holdups. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, mostly cloudy and cold. Snow showers ending. High of 19. Tonight, light snow returns in the evening with 1 to 2 inches expected in the metro and west and clearing late, a low of 5. Right now, under cloudy skies, it's 12 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Get the best value in Summit County on ski lessons in Arapaho Basin. Kids' full-day ski or board lessons are just $95, including lesson, rental, lift ticket, and lunch. Adult packages begin at only $70. Visit our new website at arapahobasin.com.
Hi, I'm Shai McBride. Every 2 seconds, someone needs blood. Accident victims, cancer patients, even children with sickle cell disease. You can help save those lives by becoming a blood donor. It's convenient, it's easy. And think how good you'll feel knowing that your donation may help save a life. Please, call the American Red Cross at 1-800-GIVE-LIFE to schedule an appointment to get blood. Together, we can save a life.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
We slide in hour number two here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin, still feeling a little under the weather, so I'm being called off the bench and into action. I am Russ Johnson. Pleasure to be with you here this morning. My apologies to those people who wanted to get in here and make a comment about Hillary. I'm sure we'll have plenty of occasions to talk about Hillary Clinton. We know what to expect with Hillary. We're not going to pick up the paper one day and find out that she drove 600 miles with a diaper to confront one of Bill's girlfriends.
Did you notice how quickly that story got knocked off the headlines by Anna Nicole Smith?
That's true, actually. I guess it did. I think even in New York, though, the story about Giuliani and his former girlfriend and third wife now was the only city in the country where coverage of that was bigger than the Anna Nicole Smith story.
Yeah.
FYI. So we're going to change gears. Maybe I'll pick up on the Hillary Bill experience as we continue. Right now I want to direct your attention to a story in the news out of Lafayette, Colorado, where a local attorney who has been serving as an associate municipal court judge for the past 8 years has apparently resigned to protest the city's new penalties for marijuana possession. We'll be taking your calls on this at 303-713-7600. Leonard Freeling says he is unwilling to enforce the ordinance that would increase the maximum penalty for possession of small amounts of pot from $100 to a $1,000 fine or a year in jail, and he's not going to enforce it. And joining us now to talk about this story is criminal defense attorney, Mr. Leonard Freeling. Good morning.
Good morning, John.
My name is Russ. No worries.
You got Russ and John here.
Sort of awake.
Russ and John, and we're talking with Leonard Freeling. Boulder defense attorney and judge, former judge.
Former. It wasn't my day job to begin with. I was an on-call kind of guy, and this just struck me wrong.
I'm curious, and I probably have a pretty good idea why, but specifically, why is it unfair to assess a $1,000 fine instead of a $100 fine for having pot?
My experience is that if the only breach of the law is smoking a joint, a small amount of cannabis, in my opinion, it shouldn't be a crime at all. And to the extent that it's treated as almost not a crime, I'm not going to lose too much sleep over it. If another crime is being committed at the same time, for example, driving 90 miles an hour down an icy road, which we've seen in Lafayette, then punish the real crime. If the crime is supplying a minor with adult intoxicants, punish that crime. Just the mere possession of the cannabis, the marijuana itself, is something that I don't see where the government has any business being involved in at all, except perhaps to regulate it and tax it.
Are there instances where people really are in court for simply burning a joint?
In my experience, virtually never. And I've been doing criminal defense for over 30 years. Virtually never. It's just not high, so to speak, on the police officer's hit list of things they're interested in taking time to be involved with.
Because in the real world, if you get caught with a joint, it's usually because they have caught you doing something else that most people would agree is pretty stupid.
Absolutely. That's been my experience almost without exception. I would say without exception, but hard enough, I'll think of one.
You know, it's funny. I live up in Boulder, and there's this big flap now over that city councilman that got busted a few months ago for supposedly driving under the influence of marijuana. Then they knocked that charge down, and now they're having a big flap about whether or not they should remove him from the city council. I mean, this is Boulder, Colorado, for heaven's sake.
Boulder is a schizophrenic town. Everyone has an opinion. And when I first moved here in 1975, everyone understood that everyone else's opinion was different. Now I think everyone thinks they're right.
So what do you think about this whole flap over taking him off the city council?
Why not look at what kind of job he's doing on the city council? If he's a good councilman, keep him on. If he's bad, don't reelect him.
I don't even know what kind of job he's been doing, but just in principle, I don't think a guy should lose his gig over getting caught with a small amount of marijuana, although I guess a critic would say he was doing more than just being in the possession of a joint. As I recall, he was operating a motor vehicle, and most people would be opposed to that sort of thing.
On the one hand, I suppose logically it makes sense to treat him similarly to a person who gets a drunk driving ticket resulting in a reckless driving conviction while on the council. As a practical matter, the two studies that I'm aware of show that the pot smokers on the driving test drive a little bit slower and more carefully. So scientifically, I think there's a question about whether or not cannabis interferes with your driving anyway. But that's a separate debate, and I don't think that having smoking and driving illegal is totally insane.
I don't know anything about scientific studies and the like, but I know that in the real world, I'd much rather drive with somebody who's smoked a joint than somebody who's had a six-pack of beer.
There's no question that alcohol is quite a strong intoxicant.
Let's talk real quick here about the notion of the fine. You philosophically, I guess, feel that there should not be any fine being levied against anyone for having a small amount of pot, especially if they're an adult. They can have a drink. Why not be able to smoke pot? But yet you were willing to stand by and support, I guess, for lack of a better word, a $100 fine. Why is that?
It's an excellent question, and it is something that I thought about at the time. I did have a small number of cannabis cases come in front of me as a judge. A few of them, the people had already decided to enter a guilty plea. And for better or worse, and I suppose it is hypocritical, I wasn't troubled about imposing a small fine and some court costs. Most of them had, as you pointed out, broken more than one law at a time. I had one 16-year-old who had tried to give marijuana to his 14-year-old sister and her friend, which I thought was fairly outrageous, and he knew they hated it. So I had no problem imposing some punishment on him, and I think I may have only had one or two cases on the few days that I sat on the bench where it was simple possession. I did hear one trial where a guy was busted in a town park. Next to him on the bench was a brown paper bag with some pot in it. And I found him not guilty because there was absolutely no evidence that it was his brown paper bag, that he knew it was there, that he knew what was in it. It was next to him.
Former Judge Leonard Freeling joining us here on the J. Marvin Show. Russ Johnson filling in today. Just about last night when I was going to bed, I looked at the Channel 9 website, and they had a story here about how, I guess you were caught off guard that you, in fact, were not a judge anymore. Can you explain a little bit about that?
Absolutely. This morning's Daily Camera has an interview with Judge Roger Buchholz, and his version of things is 100% accurate. He points out that I was on call, that's correct, that I wasn't used often, that's correct. I was only sitting on the bench 3-4 times a year for maybe 100-150 cases each time. They were busy mornings. And when they hired Ron Cohn in April, they didn't tell me, and they hadn't called recently. And the way that Roger characterized it is, he says, Freeling probably would not have been called as a backup in the future, and I have no reason to question that.
Was there tension, animosity? Why would you not get notified? That's just on a side issue, I'm curious.
I'd love to know myself. I never had a complaint, a criticism, a concern. The clerks were always wonderful. Roger and I have always gotten along just fine, and in fact, I called Roger in November. They hired Ron in April. I called Roger in November with a question about a ballot measure in the city of Lafayette where the city council wanted permission to hire an associate or a judge who was not a Lafayette City resident. I called Roger and asked him if they wanted to replace either of us, and he assured me that they didn't.
Hmm. Now, let's talk real quick here about legalizing pot. I don't want to make this necessarily about you. I understand your position on why you quit because of this fine. I can understand that. But do you think that we will see a day where adults will be able to have and smoke a weed that they choose to do so, if they choose to do so?
In 1970, we all knew that it would be legalized by 1978. At the normal legal committee, we still, National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws, we still joke about that. I am seeing trends. I am seeing one trend towards more understanding of cannabis as medicine, medical marijuana, and a trend towards decriminalization of small amounts. And I'm seeing a trend of prosecution of medical pot users. Boy, I'm reluctant to predict it.
So, at the end of the day, why do you think that the Lafayette City Council wanted to raise the fine from $100 to a grand?
What I know from the paper is that Judge Buchholz asked them to because he thinks he needs greater sentencing latitude. My thinking is, personally, I don't care if it's a 50th offense of possession of under an ounce. If there's not that additional crime going on, I think there's nothing to punish.
So this is strictly about revenue, then?
You know, even though Roger and I disagree on this, that doesn't sound like him. There are too many offenses where he can fine up to $1,000 already.
He has that latitude. He has a lot of. He can advise the court. I mean, obviously, he's the judge. But I'm talking about the strictly dealing with somebody who comes into the court, who comes before the court, and they've had a small amount of pot. Why would a judge have a problem with finding them $100 and on their way they go?
The only thing that I can think of is that Judge Buchholz, honestly, incorrectly, thinks it's a problem.
Well, I hope you're right. Boulder criminal defense lawyer Leonard Freely joining us here on the J. Marvin Show. Thank you very much for your time today.
You're welcome. Happy Valentine's Day.
And same to you, sir.
I'll talk to
you down the road.
A pleasure.
It's coming up on 19 minutes after 7 o'clock. Phone lines are open. Telephone number here, 303-713-7600. I would love to discuss with you your thoughts about the fine of $1,000 for having a small amount of pot. Do you agree with my contention that if you're not doing anything wrong, you're not going to get in trouble for a joint? In fact, I've had the opportunity over the years to talk with police officers who have told me routinely, systematically, that if they were to come across somebody who simply had a joint, they would care less. And the fact of the matter is that most of the time, people who are committing crimes are people who have been drinking. Potheads are the last concern of most people in law enforcement. And it's interesting, is it not, that Boulder County, of all the counties, that they would be in a position, or Lafayette, the city of Lafayette in the county of Boulder, Boulder County, would be in a position to consider raising the amount from $100 to $1,000. 303-71...
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So you're looking for a used car, but it all seems so confusing.
Why not make it easy?
Go to CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all makes and all models, right on your screen. And right here in Denver. All with special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are we've got what you're looking for and at a great price. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
Large corporate companies don't give you the best customer service or print when it comes to getting your digital images printed. Motophoto prides themselves on providing you with quality customer service and digital printing. Whether you need a simple 4x6, a large 30x40 print, or even a professional portrait, Motophoto will take care of it for you. Located on the corner of Colorado Boulevard in Mexico and Denver, on the corner of 2nd and Milwaukee in Cherry Creek, and the Village Shopping Center in Boulder. You can also check them out online at motocreation.com. Mention this ad and receive 20 4x6 digital prints for just 12 cents. Stop by Motophoto today.
Flexible terms to meet your needs, and offices are available immediately. So call 888-OFFICES today or visit Regis.com. That's R-E-G-U-S.com. Regis, offices that work for you.
All right, everybody, I want you to raise your hand if you're stuck in a dead-end job. You know who you are. Crummy paycheck for a lot of work. Well, here's the tip of the century. There's a surprising industry that's on the verge of a huge boom. I'm talking about 200,000 jobs that'll need to be filled. It's the automotive technician industry, working on vehicles, making repairs, that kind of stuff. And get this, the average starting pay is more than $38,000. Heck, some technicians are taking down more than $100,000 every year. Best of all, you can try a free automotive course online from CBT Direct, but only for a limited time. The number to call is 1-800-400-1966. Are you ready for a lot of job offers and very competitive pay? Then you need to call now to try the automotive course free by calling 1-800-400-1966. Demand for technicians is growing fast, so call today, 1-800-400-1966. That's 1-800-400-1966.
He ends the day by turning on the computer to check his stocks. With a click of the mouse, he sees the alerts that tell him to sell two stocks and buy one that's in the watch list. Within 3 minutes, his trades are placed for the following morning. He smiles because he knows that before he even starts his workday tomorrow, he made more money on that trade than he makes in a week at his... What program does he use to make money with such ease? It's Ross Jardine's Stock Investing Toolkit.
I'm Ross Jardine, and you can get my Stock Investing Toolkit for free. In this free investing toolkit, you get my instructional DVD and my easy-to-use stock investing software. See how a click of a mouse instantly brings you a list of hot stocks, how the automatic ranking score tells you which stocks are the safest investments on the list, and how buy and sell alerts help you make the most money on each trade. It's so easy, anyone can do it.
To get your free Stock Investing Toolkit, call 1-800-889-9671. That's 1-800-889-9671. Get yours sent out today. Call 1-800-889-9671.
On the next and final Al Franken Show. You know, the late, great Paul Wellstone used to say that the future belongs to those who are passionate and work hard. Does this mean that we should prepare for a terrifying future that belongs to passionate, hard workers like Donald Trump and Mohammed Atta? Or a hopeful future that belongs to you and me? And what about indifferent, lazy people? Can they be convinced to vote for a hard-working, passionate person? Find out on an All-Star Franken.
Al Franken, this morning at 10 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Here's a love song for you. 7:24 in the morning. You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. Russ Johnson in for Jay Marvin.
Every breath you take.
See the police at the Grammys the other night? They're getting back together. Here's our telephone number, 303-713-7600. We are putting some calls out, hopefully going to get a hold of Mason Tavert with Safer Alternatives for Enjoyable Recreation. We'll talk about this pot thing some more. We just had the judge on who resigned over the marijuana ordinance in Lafayette. They want to raise the amount of a fine from $100 to $1,000. Can you believe that? Of course, the state law across Colorado right now is a $100 fine if you're caught by police and in the possession of marijuana. I don't know anyone personally who has ever been caught having pot. Maybe they didn't want to tell me. You're right, John. I could care less. I thought the judge was on the money, though, when he said that most reasonable people would rather be in a car with somebody who's smoking pot than somebody who has been drinking alcohol. Now Lafayette wants to raise the amount to a $1,000 fine and a year in jail so they can give the judge more latitude. But most of the time when the police encounter you or find you and you have pot on you, it's probably because you're doing something else that you're not supposed to do. Has anyone listening ever had an occasion where all they got caught with was pot? That they weren't drinking and driving, they weren't tagging downtown, they weren't, getting on the light rail without paying? I'm trying to think of how in the world a person could have a problem and get caught by the cops having weed. 303-713-7600. Uh-huh. I guess that could be a way. You have it in your car. Although even if you have it in your car, you're probably not smoking it while you're driving. And so if you have it put away, I can't imagine that the police officer is just going to ask to search your car without any reasonable reason to believe that you might be stoned or might have pot. Unless you're rolling around with the dreads, maybe then they profile you. But let the official record show in your Russ Johnson logbook for this morning as I fill in for Jay Marvin. I'm on record. Obviously, I think it is pretty ridiculous. If the state law is a $100 fine, I think that's pretty fair for a small amount of pot. In a perfect world, I'd like to see it where there's no fine. But if we're going to have a fine just to appease those folks who don't understand or could care less if people are suffering or in pain, for those people who really think that marijuana is that evil of a drug, I think it's pretty benign. Everywhere you go, there's pot. Who cares? Some people like it. Some people don't. But the best step we can take toward decriminalization is a $100 fine. And when these municipalities want to step out and raise it to $1,000, I think that's a pretty good red flag that something's gone wrong. And it deserves a closer inspection. And the people behind this, wouldn't it be fascinating to get to talk to those people? What difference does it make to you? Maybe they just figure, you know what, the chances are so slim that we're actually going to find somebody with pot. They have the occasion, and I don't know what that occasion would be quite yet. We can sock it to them if we need to. And lay them out with a $1,000 fine. Have you ever heard of a story where somebody was just given a ticket for smoking pot? 303-713-7600. I don't know. I'm trying to think of a scenario. Maybe you were at a friend's house on the back porch, and the guy who lived next door, the guy who lived downstairs was a police officer, and he called over some of his friends.
You have complete anonymity here if you need it. Free, feel free to share your experience with me if there's something I'm missing here. Because I think a $100 fine, as the judge feels, is fair. 303-713-7600, our telephone number. When my brother moved here to Colorado, in fact, today is the one-year anniversary of him living in Denver. Moved here on Valentine's Day a year ago. One night he came over to my house and he asked me, does everybody here smoke pot? And I told him, well, no, obviously, not everybody smokes pot. We're not smoking pot. But yeah, bro, I understand. It's Colorado. Folks are Rocky Mountain high, I guess. It's coming up on 7:30. I generally don't do pot topics on the radio too much, but this story I found compelling enough to discuss, and I'm serious that in my circle of friends and the people I know, I don't have anybody that I know who's ever been caught with a joint. I've been to parties where somebody will ask another person, do you mind if I smoke? And the person will say, oh, no, and then the person will light up a joint, and then I tell my wife, start the car. Time to go home. Let's check traffic with Gina Michaels, and we'll come back with your calls here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Thanks, Russ. Really no let-up in the problems. In fact, it appears to be getting worse as more cars hit the road. We've got a new wreck, southbound 25. Looks like it's going to affect you right in the downtown area near 20th. A lot of stop-and-go still on southbound 25 through the Tech Center, Arapahoe to Dry Creek, although that collision's been moved off to the left shoulder. We've had a lot of problems on westbound I-70 near 225. That's still shaken loose. And northbound 225 north of north of 6th Street. Do have a rollover crash, kind of a bad one at Colorado and Evans, and a wreck westbound on the turnpike right near Sheridan. So just slow down, take it easy, especially on those ramps and bridges. Weather outlook today, mostly cloudy and cold. Snow showers ending, though, high of 19. Right now, cloudy and 12. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Denver Health's Rocky Mountain Regional Trauma Center doctors and nurses care for thousands of severely injured patients with head trauma each year. They encourage...
Tommy LaMonica for Advantage Funding. For the lowest closing costs and best rate on a home loan, do what I did. Call Advantage Funding. Advantage Funding is the original mortgage lender on Tom Martino's exclusive referral list. They are a direct lender, so there are no added broker fees or points and no surprises at closing. Check interest rates and closing costs daily at 303homeloan.com. You can apply online day or night. I've referred friends and family, and they were amazed at the savings. Call 303homeloan or go to 303homeloan.com today.
Power is the ultimate aphrodisiac. Curious Theater Company presents Aphrodisiac by Rob Hendel, a political thriller ripped from the headlines, echoing the infamous political scandals of Clinton, Lewinsky, and the unsolved murder of Chandra Levy. Aphrodisiac performs Thursday through Sunday. Mention Air America and get two tickets for just $28. Go to curioustheater.org or call today, 303-623-0524.
Hurry in. Only a few performances left.
The Real Estate Advocate, each Saturday from noon to one, with real estate and mortgage expert Sean Healy of Keller Williams Preferred Realty. Sean's here to help you with all of your real estate and mortgage questions. Call him at 303-252-4444. That's 303-252-4444. And tune in to The Real Estate Advocate right here from noon to one each Saturday.
Universal Pictures presents the new thriller, Breach.
I am much safer if you know a little about me.
Inspired by the true story of FBI agent Robert Hansen.
He started spying for the Russians in 1985. He's a traitor, Eric.
Whose betrayal...
might be years before we truly know how many deaths he's been responsible for.
...is the greatest security breach in U.S. history.
Why don't we just arrest him?
Director Wesson caught in the act.
Academy Award winner Chris Cooper, Ryan Phillippe, and Laura...
What if he's smarter than I am?
He spent the last 20 years outthinking Russian spies. He's smarter than all of us. This is the biggest case we've ever run.
Directed by Billy Ray, the director of Shattered Glass.
He knows the names of every source we've ever turned.
Everything we've all been paid to do, he's undoing it.
I'm either insanely brave or quite insane. Take your pick. There's insanity in all the answers.
Breach. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters Friday.
The Blue List is AM 760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting progressive companies like Icon Laser Center, Wellness Spa on Fifth Avenue, and Computer Superheroes. Go to AM 760 today and learn more about how you can support progressive talk. AM 760.
Where's the best place to find antioxidants? One independent study just ranked Welch's 100% grape juice the number one beverage for antioxidant capacity per serving among 1,000 foods tested. Get more antioxidants in your diet. Drink delicious Welch's 100% grape juice.
Making progress before you get to work. With Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I would not have this playing on the car stereo when you get pulled over.
I'm in love with Mary Jane. She's my main thing. She makes me feel alright. She makes my heart sing. And when I'm feeling low, she comes as no surprise. Turns me on with her love. Takes me to paradise.
It is 25 minutes away from 8 o'clock. Thank you so much for sharing your time with me. I am Russ Johnson in for Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. You're just getting here. We talked to the Lafayette judge, former judge, who resigned because their ordinance would raise the fine for being in possession of a small amount of pot from $100 to $1,000. I think that's pretty ridiculous, obviously. See, I am a normal person living in the world. I know what goes on. I have never had the occasion to be pulled over by a police officer and have them search my car. And my basic contention has always been that if you're going to smoke pot, I guess you have to count on not getting pulled over by the police, and you should probably be in your house or somebody else's house. So it's hard for me to really understand how people get caught. But once you get caught, if you do get caught, it's fundamentally unfair that the fine be $1,000. The punishment has to fit the crime. 303-713-7600, our telephone number. Let's take calls. Greeley, here's Brian. Hello, welcome to the show.
Yeah, you were saying earlier that you'd never heard about anybody getting ticket for that. I was playing soccer with a bunch of guys up behind the high school off near one of the bike paths, and we took a break to sit down and burn one, and a couple of bike cops on the bike path saw us and did a U-turn and came back, and I think the ticket read open consumption of marijuana in public, and then 2 months later, when I got to court, a $100 fine was knocked down to $50, and then it was $18. So it was $68 in total.
$68. But you were smoking pot in a place that was outside?
Yes.
Okay, so that kind of holds up. That's what I'm saying. You guys should have gone to a place where no one was going to see you.
Sure. Oh, definitely. Right, that was not a smart decision on our part.
Yeah, sure, and that happens when you're a kid, obviously. No
right,
problem.
Yeah.
No worries. But what I'm saying is you learned your lesson. Small price to pay. And in the future,
yeah,
if you're going to smoke a joint, you're going to be in the house.
For sure.
And then you're not going to get busted. Thanks for calling in this morning. Let's go to Centennial. Joe, your turn on AM 760. Good morning.
Oh, hey.
Hi.
I was on my speaker. I was trying to switch it over, and then I dropped it. What a pain. My daughter was sitting in a movie theater down in Highlands Ranch one day when she was 17, three or four years ago, and a cop come in with a dog, got out and was walking through the parking lot, three girls, and smelled pot coming out of their car. She said she wasn't doing it. I don't know if she was or not. My relationship, I have no reason to not believe her, but I didn't care one way or another. But what happened was cop hauls them all out of the car and goes through their purses and finds a prescription pain pill that she'd gotten 2 or 3 years before that we couldn't produce a prescription for. We couldn't even remember what doctor it was. And they hit her up for a felony for this one pill. And the other two girls got tickets for pot possession, even though they never found any pot.
How was the case finally adjudicated? What happened?
It was finally adjudicated when we went to court three times. The first time the judge says, "What do you want to plead?" And I was with her, and I stood up and said, "Well, you know what? I haven't had time to talk to a lawyer." They, you know, so he said, "Come back another day." I did the same thing the next time, and finally, the third time I tried to pull that, the DA pulled me over and says, "Look, we got to settle this." And I told him, I said, "Well, I'm not going to let my daughter go down for a felony for one pill because of because you guys think that you got to make an example out of her." And they ended up changing it to resisting arrest or something.
Oh, they pleaded it down, though. They pleaded it down. And in the future, obviously, just to drive home the point, obviously, your daughter was in a car smoking pot.
Right.
What's disturbing is the notion, though, that there are cops who are walking with police dogs through a parking lot.
I know.
It's outrageous. That really is.
That's what I thought. I told him that, too, because, you know, she called me when she got busted. They made a big production out of it in this parking lot down there in those Highlands Ranch movie theaters.
Like we're living in some kind of police state. Joe, thank you for your call. Appreciate it. 20 minutes out from the top of the hour. Let's go to Dan now. You're up on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Hello.
Hello.
Speak up for me.
Hey, what's going on?
How are you? I'm good.
Hanging in there with these issues we have nowadays with the people, you know, saying, "Oh, yeah, I smoke this, I do that." You know what? I really could care less.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat. As long as people are doing their thing, keeping it real, moderately partaking in pot, I don't think they're going to have a problem. I definitely, fundamentally, disagree with a $1,000 fine for smoking pot, but my main contention is that most people are not going to get caught, especially if they're keeping their nose clean. And I don't mean because of cocaine. I mean they're just staying out of trouble. They're not going to have any problems. I could care less if people drink. I could care less if they smoke pot, as long as they don't do it around me. In Littleton, here's Dan on AM 760 Progressive Talk. It's your turn. Hello.
Hey, good morning.
Hi.
One time I had the funniest thing happen. We were in a construction crew, and it was time for lunch, and I piled six or seven people in the back of a Suburban, and we went looking for a burger joint in this new town. And I was smoking tobacco on the cheap and was rolling a Bugler. And some good Samaritan with her new cell phone 10 years ago decided to call the cops and follow me. And I didn't really know why she was following me. I thought I was on the main drag of town or something. And pretty soon a cop, you know, joined the pursuit or whatever and waved at her, and she waved at him. And then I knew for sure that she had been following me, and he pulled us over. And I wasn't too worried about it. But they unloaded the Suburban and got everybody leaning against the car and went through everybody's pockets, and it turned out that 6 out of the 7 guys I had with me were all carrying.
They were all carrying.
You were
the innocent one.
Yeah. Dan, just to put a fine point on this, obviously you're really smoking a roll-your-own cigarette.
Absolutely.
And did you know that everybody else in the vehicle with you also had pot?
No, had no knowledge of it.
That was kind of an awkward moment, huh?
We were on a government job where if anybody had been caught smoking pot, our company would have been kicked off the job site. It was a federal job site.
So
everybody
was supposed to be detected.
It never got reported. I don't know how it got adjudicated without it becoming public knowledge, but no one at the job site ever found out. They were all back at work the next day.
Did they haul them off in the paddy wagon?
Yeah, they did. They took them all away.
A good Samaritan, so-called good Samaritan, saw you rolling your own cigarette and called the police.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to think, what's the lesson there? Lesson is don't let people think you're rolling your own cigarette because they might confuse it with a joint.
Yeah, I guess.
Live and learn. Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it. Let me move on to Ernie in Denver. Hello. You're on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning.
That's going to be healthy.
Oh, yeah.
Just take a all big right. toke there, Ernie.
Classy.
Damn right I did. Yeah, so I called in a while back. Turk knows who I am. I called in a while back about, you know, how the government's always sticking their damn nose in my business. You know, if I want to smoke weed, you know, leave me the hell alone.
Right.
You know, for them guys that want to, excuse me, raise the fine up to $1,000, I could think of 5 other things to raise, you know, a fine on, like running a red light, speeding through a school zone, possession of cocaine, meth, heroin.
Yeah, you can think of five. I can think of about 1,000 things worse than getting caught with a small amount of pot. But what about my contention that as long as you are flying beneath the radar, not causing any trouble, you are never going to have a problem? You
my
can
buddy,
always trace it back to, with the exception of maybe the last caller there who was innocently rolling their own cigarette, trace it back to a block punt, somebody making a strategical mistake.
You know, my buddy lives two blocks away, and I live in the Highland Park area, you know, and around this neighborhood, you know, it's kind of young married couple starting out, you know, and then they're all, you know, kind of putting it up. And, you know, I walk from my house to his house, and I will smoke a joint from in between these two spots, you know, and nobody has a problem, you know. They smell that. People just put their nose through the air like, you know, a wolf, you know, smelling a female, you know. And they smell weed, you know.
You
smell
walk, now, you see, you are exposing yourself to a certain amount of air by walking through the neighborhood with a burning joint.
Right. I understand that. But around here, nobody has a problem with that, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Denver police roll through here once in a while, you know. Check on things.
And that's about the only time that you're exposing yourself to this risk.
Yeah, that's the only time. I don't do it around my daughter. I do not do it around her, you know.
What about John Turk?
John Turk should bust out the hoop, man.
He would kill me for that. Okay.
Hey, yeah, Ernie, but anyway.
Yeah.
But anyway, my point is, you know what? They need to keep their nose out of my business and go find something else better to do, like investigate Bush and, you know, his administration. That's what they need to be doing.
Here, here. Okay, thank you very much. Dave in Fort Collins, you're up on AM 760 Progressive Talk with Russ Johnson. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Thanks for talking about this. I think it's great. I think I told the church $100 is $100 too much. I've voted in California, Arizona, and Colorado every time to pass marijuana laws, the medical marijuana laws or whatever, and the federal government always shoots it down. You know, I just want to, I don't want to push it on kids. I want to grow it in my house and smoke it myself and be happy.
You can do that, can't you?
Well, of course. I mean, without, you know, like you said, without, you know, drawing the attention to yourself. If I'm doing it in my house and running around outside naked, then they're going to come over to my house.
I think that even if you're growing it yourself and you had a jury in Colorado, if something did happen where you caught a case, you could take it to a jury, and there's no 12 people who are going to convict you in Colorado.
Yeah, I think that is true now. I agree. I think that's true now. I just think it's just stupid. There's, like that last caller said, there's a lot more important things they should be worried about. I think it's a revenue-generating issue. That's just my opinion.
I totally agree with you, and I appreciate the phone call this morning. That's why I respect this judge for standing up and quitting his position, although I understand there was a little more to the story than just his opposition to the fine being raised from $100 to $1,000. But a $1,000 fine is wrong. Our telephone number is 303-713-7600. Maybe one guy in that whole last had an experience where he was caught smoking pot through no fault of his own. And as soon as I say that, John M., I'm thinking, yeah, actually, maybe you could make the case that probably wasn't a real good call to be rolling with pot on you and then rolling your own cigarette.
Well, he didn't have any pot on him, and he didn't know the other
guys. Six of the other guys did.
But
he didn't know, that's right.
You know, the whole drug, there have been some documentaries on Frontline on PBS, and it's like the whole war on drugs. It's been a farce from the get-go.
That's not keeping anybody from changing the law, though.
No.
We all know it. I've seen so many people.
It's not keeping anybody from smoking. I mean, the United States still consumes 2/3 of the illegal drugs in the world.
We love our drugs.
Yep.
My name is Russ Johnson. Back with more after this on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Southbound 25 still very jammed up for us through the Thornton North Glen area. That's just the normal traffic. But as you get south of I-70, watch out for traffic to really start to slow down. Looks like we have a crash somewhere in the area of 20th Street right near downtown. Still dealing with problems. Southbound I-25 actually through the tech center. That wreck off on the left-hand shoulder still had a little bit of backup between the Arapahoe Dry Creek area. Westbound C-470 at Santa Fe. Northbound 225 north of 6th. And westbound I-70 at Pecos, all in the cleanup. Weather today, looking for mostly cloudy skies, cold conditions, high of 19. Tonight, looks like that snow returns in the late evening with 1 to 2 inches expected in the metro area, then clearing, low of 5. Right now, cloudy and 12. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Todd Helton says take the freeway to Freeway Ford, and right now get a Focus or Ranger for just $99.88. They sell them for less every day, guaranteed.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So, your kid's heading to college and you need a reliable used car. Why not make it easy? Visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all right here in Denver. Check out the great selection of low-mileage program vehicles, many with remaining factory warranty and special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are, we have what you're looking for at a great price. It's easy. CheaperAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
It's the debut of the Tom Hartman Program from 10 to 1 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Just Brakes.
How much does Just Brakes charge for new brake pads?
For just $99.88, Just Brakes safety experts will install new pads and shoes on all four wheels.
All four wheels?
Yes, ma'am. Just Brakes also machines rotors and drums and inspects your brake system for any other problems.
Can't beat that. Just Brakes installs pads and shoes on all four wheels and machines rotors and drums for $99.88. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
Just Brakes.
Additional parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
In today's news, a U.S. company has created a computer program that literally has people quitting their jobs. This program allows you to set up a simple home-based business and start making unlimited cash on the Internet and eBay, all with products you don't store, touch, or pay for. And to promote this astonishing program, Internet Speedway will give anyone who calls at the end of this report a free CD that shows you how to get started. Earlier, we interviewed Dale from Wichita about the program.
Yeah, I started out thinking I'd just make some extra spending cash, but now I've done $100,000 in gross sales. It's incredible.
Internet Speedway's advantage allows you to sell products on the Internet, from digital cameras to iPod accessories to hundreds of others. To request your free CD while supplies last, here's a toll-free number you can call. 1-800-500-5197. That's the number to call for your free CD. 1-800-500-5197. 1-800-500-5197. 1-800-500-5197.
For some time now, I've been telling you the Rockies has the largest selection of clean, late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. Hi, this is Jay Marvin. The 07s are at Rockies. I mean, Rockies has got literally everything you can think of. All-wheel, four-wheel, front-wheel, you name it, they got it. And their mounting is still going on, up to $1,500. You put down $1,500, they'll put down $1,500, and you've got $3,000 towards your next car. Rockies Autos, open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Go out there and see Marv Al Shearer, Spanky Herrera, Fred Labrato, Gerard Menard, any of the folks at Rockies are there to help you. Check them out on the Internet at RockiesAutos.com. But most important, get out to Rockies Autos. Now's the time to get that car you've been wanting and save big money, too. Remember, the 07s are there. That's Rockies Autos, located just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike, right there on the corner of 63rd and Federal.
Ever found a quarter between your sofa cushions? Well, this spring, it's almost that easy to earn some real money. Just stay at Econolodge or Roadway Inn Hotels. With the Easy Choice Rewards program, all it takes is 4 nights to earn a $50 room credit. That's right, $50. And you don't have to lift a cushion. Call 800-4-CHOICE or visit choicehotels.com for our best internet rate guarantee. We'll see you there.
Earn 2 stamps per night for qualifying stays between 2-1 and 4:30-07. Maximum 10 stamps per stay. For program and guarantee details, visit choicehotels.com.
Hi, I'm Shai McBride. Every 2 seconds, someone needs blood. Accident victims, cancer patients, even children with sickle cell disease. You can help save those lives by becoming a blood donor. It's convenient. It's easy. And think how good you'll feel knowing that your donation may help save a life. Please, call the American Red Cross at 1-800-GIVE-LIFE to schedule an appointment to give blood. Together, we can save a life.
You're listening to the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk
and AM760.net.
You hate when cowards listen to the show and then they call up and they start whining about all these potheads getting caught. And the guy won't stay on the radio to defend his position. Instead, he wants to give John Turk a piece of his mind. I am Russ.
Gus Johnson. It is 7:53 in the morning. I'm going to continue with this pot conversation a little bit coming up after news at the top of the hour. Mason DeVert will be joining us. He's with Safer. I have been watching his work from afar. Although maybe I met him, I'm thinking we'll find out here in a minute. I think maybe I met him at the Taste of Colorado. No, he was not smoking pot. I know a guy, though.
He was eating it.
He was eating it, yeah.
Just kidding.
Oh, John Turk, you cracked me up. Is everybody back to playing nice over there? I simply have come in here and made a definitive statement. That definitive statement is, as long as you are obeying all of the laws and rules and regulations of the United States of America, you probably will not have a problem with your pot smoking. Once, though, you do have a problem, I think it's fair that for a little bit of pot, the fine be $100. Now, in Lafayette, they want to raise the ordinance to $100, from $100 to $1,000. That's pretty ridiculous. Has anyone ever had the occasion where they are sitting in their house smoking a doobie? You want to call it a doobie? What do you say, John? Marijuana cigarette? I don't know what that is. A spliff? Is that what the kids are calling it these days? And all of a sudden, there's a knock at the door. And you go to the door, and the house smells like Bob Marley just stopped by, and you get arrested. Has that ever happened to anyone? So, Mason coming up here momentarily. Here is Jesse in Lyons. Thank you for waiting. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Very good.
Right on. Hey, first off, I do agree with your point that really, if you're consuming cannabis at home in the privacy of your own home, I don't think you really have a lot to be concerned about as far as like law enforcement and things
The biggest risk is going from point A to point B because most people, I would assume, aren't growing it at home. Unfortunately,
no, absolutely. And it's just one more reason why I think it just needs to be a little more equated with alcohol, and that, you know, if you're caught driving under the influence, I think there should be consequences for that, and I think there should be consequences for people under even the age of 21 to have it in possession. I think that, unfortunately, the thing in Lafayette is really a big step backwards. You know, I was in the 40% of Colorado that was really hoping that that amendment would have been passed to decriminalize cannabis. But I think that, more importantly, I think they need to both decriminalize it and go ahead and begin taxing it. I think in one bill, I used to think that it would need to be two bills in order to get that passed. But I think in order to get past, like, the mental stigma that a lot of people have about cannabis and to show the financial benefit of having it taxed, I think that almost needs to happen, like, all at once.
Have you ever given consideration to how it would be taxed?
Yeah, I've thought about it, and I've definitely thought about it with a lot of my friends. And I think that, you know, you could have maybe, like, grower's permits that are by the state. So that if they did want to grow it at home, or if they, you know, if some people wanted to grow it kind of like on a small scale and sell it, like in some kind of a, I don't know how you'd really want to manage how it was sold. It might need, like, government-owned shops.
I just don't understand why, and I've heard this notion before, and I've heard people suggest this. Why do we want to tax it? It's a weed. It grows naturally. If people want to smoke it, I think they should have a God-given right to smoke whatever the hell you want.
But the way that it's cultivated now is it isn't necessarily just something that's, like, thrown in a pot and it just, you know, kind of grows on its own. I mean, the science behind it has really enhanced it, I think, over the past, like, 10 years. And I just think it could be, like, a potential source of revenue for the state. And even if you just poured it right into education or healthcare or really any social service, I think it would do the public a whole lot more justice than what they're doing now by even trying to fight it or whatever. But
so the reason that you'd want to tax it is because it would soften the image and make it more palatable to people to accept using marijuana?
I think it would at least help them get over the stigma, and I just think that people in general would benefit more from having it taxed rather than trying in vain to fight it as part of this, you know, war on drugs, quote unquote, that really doesn't have a whole lot of benefit for the social
good. Every reasonable, educated, intelligent person knows that you are correct. I would be interested in discussing that tax idea a little more as we continue. I'm glad that you suggested it. You can hear the music underneath me. That means we need to get to the news. The top. It's Russ Johnson in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. If you want to hit me with an instant message, go to am760.net.
A new voice comes your way tomorrow morning. After Jay, AM 760 is proud to bring you Tom Hartman.
Where democracy is still alive and well.
The Tom Hartman Program, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
We're talking to coin collector Steve Wolf. Now, Steve, tell me about Roaring Twenties Silver Dollar Free Silver Coin.
Yes, here's the scoop. The FFC is releasing rolls of vintage 1920s U.S. silver dollars to the public that were saved from government meltdown. And you can examine rolls of these magnificent silver dollars risk-free.
Are these collector coins?
Oh, yeah. And vintage U.S. silver dollars are highly collectible. These are genuine silver dollars, the very last 90% pure silver dollars ever struck for circulation.
The Roaring Twenties Silver Dollar. It's like holding history in the palm of your hand.
Yeah. Of course, they don't even make coins out of silver anymore, but a handful were saved from extinction, and these silver dollars are becoming more sought after every day.
And I can get these risk-free. How?
I'd say call the FFC. If you call right now, they're even sending out a free silver coin with your silver dollars.
Okay, folks, to get those silver dollars and that free silver coin, here's the number. 1-800-300-9035. 1-800-300-9035. Again, 1-800-300-9035.
AM 760 Progressive Talk. Broadcasting in HD and online at am760.net. KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedatani.
The status quo is clearly unacceptable.
Chrysler CEO Tom Lasorda spelled out a new roadmap for survival a short time ago, and it's not pretty reading for auto workers. CBS's Jeff Gilbert in Detroit tells us why.
Chrysler is closing an SUV plant in Delaware and trimming shifts from truck plants in St. Louis and here in the Detroit area. All total, they're cutting 13,000 jobs, 11,000 of the manufacturing, and 3,000 salaried.
Mayor Vance Funk says the plant closing in Newark, Delaware will devastate Chrysler families.
This is their life, and we have to find ways to help them.
The auto industry as a whole is expected to lose 100,000 jobs. Chrysler says its profits fell 40% in the fourth quarter of last year. A crippling winter ice and snowstorm has spread from the Midwest all the way to the East, closing schools and businesses, disrupting road and airline traveling, power to tens of thousands of homes. National Guard troops have been called out in New York State's blizzard belt. President Bush holds a press conference an hour from now. CBS News White House correspondent Mark Noller tells us what's on the president's agenda.
He'll use an opening statement to discuss yesterday's nuclear deal with North Korea and the situation in Iraq. An official tells CBS News that President Bush is speaking this morning with his new commander in Iraq, General David Petraeus, to get his assessment of the military situation there.
Police officials in Salt Lake City say a lot of people may owe their lives to Ken Hammond. The police officer from Ogden, Utah, just happened to be in the Trolley Square shopping mall the other night when a gunman opened fire, killing five people and wounding four others. Hammond drew his gun and kept the shooter at bay until reinforcements arrived.
I was in a situation that I was carrying my gun, and I felt that I had to do something. I couldn't let any more take place.
The teenage gunman died in a shootout with police and may have taken his motive for the rampage to the grave with him. A new study says policies that call for longer prison sentences will increase the prison population by 200,000 inmates over the next 5 years. Criminology professor William Bale sees trouble unless states build more prisons.
If we don't match essentially our fiscal policy in terms of prison construction and operation with the demand to put more and more people in prison, then prisons will just become more dangerous and volatile.
Some big names in Washington have taken the stand at the perjury trial of former vice presidential aide Louis Libby, but CBS's Dan Revive tells us one really big name won't be asked to testify.
Scooter Libby's main defense attorney, Theodore Wells, says he won't be calling Libby's longtime boss, Vice President Dick Cheney, as a witness, and Wells won't put Libby on the witness stand. Final arguments to the jury now expected on Tuesday of next week.
Libby is accused of lying in the CIA leak investigation. In early Wall Street trading, the Dow Industrial Average is ahead by 38 points. NASDAQ is up by 9. This is CBS News.
Tiger Balm presents football superstar Jerry Rice.
Foxtrot. I can't believe I'm dancing with Jerry Rice.
I can't believe dancing is as hard as playing wide receiver.
Tango.
I'm sorry.
You okay?
Yeah, how do you manage all the aches and pain?
Tiger Balm.
Really?
Tiger Balm works fast and lasts a long time.
Samba.
Whoa. Oh, sorry, I'm such a klutz.
Maybe we should stop.
No, just get me some Tiger Balm.
You sure?
Just get me the Tiger Balm.
If you suffer from aches and pains, go for the balm. Tiger Balm. Now in a convenient, easy-to-apply patch. At drugstores, mass discount stores, supermarkets, and health food stores everywhere.
If you're living in a space that's too small, or too large, or too old, or just too ugly, here's what you do. Take a 2x4 to the problem. Maybe some 2x6s. Heck, just take all your lumber and give it to a member of the American Institute of Architects. We'll design a home that fits your needs and your budget to a T. Call an AIA architect early, so your living space won't be too this or too that, but just right. AIA. Good design makes a difference. Visit AIA.org.
Good morning. I'm John M. with an AM 760 local news update. Another day of winter weather. A couple of inches of snow on the ground and more on the way tonight.
Basically, we're kind of in between two weather systems. We're down to flurries right now in the metro area, and the temperatures are very cold. We're looking at temperatures this morning in the single digits.
9 News meteorologist Nick Carter says could be a challenging rush hour with snow-packed and icy roads. We've got you covered throughout the morning with Gina Michaels and AM 760 Progressive Traffic. Attention, race fans, the group that owns Daytona International Speedway is looking to build a racetrack in the metro area out near DIA.
We'll be exploring the possibility of developing a premier motorsports entertainment complex in the Adams County area near the Denver International Airport.
Rocky Mountain Speedway Corporation looking at two parcels of land. The company is considering a public-private partnership to build a track that could seat 75,000 people for motorsports events. And soldiers at Fort Carson are now being required to undergo training on how to recognize and treat post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, for those returning from combat. Mandatory training started about 2 months ago. Fort Carson's garrison commander likens PTSD to other injuries like torn knee ligaments. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Traffic still jammed up all over the city. I'm sorry to say, in northbound 25, a latest stretch from County Line to Orchard, we got a stalled semi causing that backup. Eastbound I-70 Wadsworth to I-25 is dragging. Southbound 25 at 48th, we had a wreck that was cleared. Still a little sluggish there. Westbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike, stop and go at Sheridan. And we still have very heavy conditions. Northbound 25 at Founders Parkway, south of the city. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, mostly cloudy and cold. The snow tapering off, high of 19. Tonight, though, the light snow returns in the evening. Clearing late, low of 5 degrees. Right now, mostly cloudy and 9. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Toyota owners, taking your vehicle in for service doesn't have to be a bother. Just stop by any one of your local Denver Metro Toyota service centers. They have locations, hours, and services that make it convenient. All to keep your Toyota moving forward.
This is Bill Winter. I'll be the MC on Saturday, February 24th, as the Douglas County Democrats welcome Congresswoman Grace Napolitano to our third annual Clinton-Carter dinner. For information, visit DouglasDemocrats.org or call 303-919-1804.
The Blue List is AM 760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting progressive companies like Icon Laser Center, Wellness Spa on Fifth Avenue, and Computer Superheroes. Go to AM760.net today and learn more about how you can support Progressive Talk, AM 760.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin
on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
7 minutes after 8 o'clock, and it is Russ Johnson on AM 760 Progressive Talk, sitting in the studio with John M. We are doing our best to keep this ship afloat while Jay Marvin takes another day away from the microphone. We hope he starts feeling better real soon. He wasn't here yesterday, and no word on his condition, I guess. Should be back tomorrow. John Turk is whispering into my ear. Oh, that's very good news for us. Still coming up this morning, I must get this into the official record today. The silent killer. Did you know that hybrid cars can be dangerous?
Come on, I
kid you not. I don't want to give it away yet. But something must be done to stop them.
Stop them before they kill again.
That's right. We've got a press release here. Lafayette Council seeks jail time for marijuana users. This is from Mason Tvert, Safer Executive Director. Without presenting any evidence or demonstrating any public support, the Lafayette City Council has given initial approval to a new municipal ordinance that would drastically increase the penalty by private adult possession of a small amount of marijuana. We talked with the judge who resigned last hour, and we are continuing with the conversation. We look forward to your participation. Phone number is 303-713-7600. For those people who are just getting here, it's been my contention this morning that basically if you're keeping your nose clean, so to speak, and you're not doing anything that's going to get you noticed by the cops, chances are you aren't going to have any problem for your entire life if you want to smoke pot. But on the offhanded chance that for whatever reason the cops sneak up on you when you're on your patio, or I'm still scratching my head trying to figure out how it could happen. Mr. Turk was just sharing with me the fact that he was at a party a few years ago where the neighbors called the police because the noise was too loud. The police showed up, and whoever answered the door was smoking a joint. I was a police officer and did the natural thing.
Swallowed it?
Slammed the door in the police officer's face. That's never going to go well.
Oh.
So the police officer knocked and knocked and knocked on the door. Everybody at the party was freaked out. Finally, they let the guy in. The cop said, I want to find the guy who's been smoking pot. The people at the party said, we don't know where he went. And I guess from that point forward, things went downhill fast. So I may have to let John tell the rest of that story. Let's go to the hotline right now. Let's say good morning to Mason Tvert with Safer. Mason, hello.
Hello.
Good morning. Obviously, you guys have a vested interest in spreading the word here. You're opposed to this ordinance in Lafayette, and you support this judge. Explain.
Certainly. I mean, we've been arguing for the last couple of years that marijuana is a less overall harmful drug than alcohol, and it really makes no sense to be punishing adults who make the choice to use marijuana.
And beyond the issue of it being detrimental, in a lot of circles, people think it's, in fact, very good for your health.
Well, there's certainly research that shows that it does lend to a lot of preventing a lot of conditions, the onset of Alzheimer's. It also has been found to be a lot less harmful than what people have been led to believe over the last 70, 80 years as a result of our government's campaign to make people think it's harmful. And this is really just a stab in the Boulder County voters' backs. I mean, the people in Boulder County overwhelmingly supported a measure that would have removed all penalties for private adult possession. And now this is a city within Boulder County that's trying to drastically increase these penalties right in their face. And there's clearly no public sentiment behind this. This was proposed by a judge, and this would kind of be one of those chances where progressive and liberal people could actually point to an activist conservative judge.
When we were talking with the judge who resigned last hour, he was saying that he didn't necessarily think that this was a revenue issue as much as it was he wanted to philosophically really believe that the main judge who came up with this ordinance and saw the need was doing so because he wanted more flexibility in people who were convicted of pot possession. At the end of the day, what's wrong with keeping it $100?
Yeah, well, and that's the whole thing is that the notion that we punish people and fine them $100 for making the choice to use a drug less harmful than when you can go to the grocery store and buy is already absurd. So the fact that they feel the need to increase those penalties and punish people even more is just completely unacceptable. We're not going to just sit back and let them just increase the penalties. And really doing is, they even said straight out that they're trying to deter people from using marijuana. Well, we don't really know that that's always a good idea. I mean, do we want to be telling people that it's okay to drink and not okay to make the safer choice to use marijuana? It really doesn't make sense. And it's just not good policy. It's really sending the wrong message, and that's what we're trying to get away from here.
As a professional observer of life, I've noticed that whenever the cops have to go on a call, you can generally, virtually every time, trace it back to alcohol.
Yeah, you know, alcohol contributes to domestic violence, fighting, and property damage, all sorts of problems, sexual assault, that marijuana just simply does not lead to. And we don't see why it's the concern of a judge or this city council that they need to deter marijuana use, because what we saw is that they didn't even provide any evidence for why they need to deter marijuana use. what is the problem with adults using marijuana? We simply don't understand. They're not causing any societal harms. And if an adult would prefer to use marijuana instead of alcohol, what business is that to the city and to a judge?
So why do you think at the end of the day that the city council, for example, would pass an ordinance like this?
I think they're opportunistic. I think that this opportunity presented itself, and they get to try to appear tough on crime. But what they're really doing is they're setting themselves up for serious problems. I mean, just let's say one person is sent to jail for a year. That's going to cost the county of Boulder, and I'm not even the city of Lafayette, but the county of Boulder, $23,000 because an adult decided to possess a joint. Why is it going to come? Why do we need to punish someone for doing this? I mean, you can buy a keg of beer or a fifth of alcohol and sit in your house and slam it.
And get
no
completely retarded and be more of a danger to society than somebody who smokes pot.
Exactly. And we simply don't see the reasoning behind this. They have not provided any justification for it. And it just seems like they're trying to get their jollies by increasing penalties for marijuana possession in the face of the people who say they don't want this to happen.
How come your initiative didn't pass this past fall?
It didn't pass because it's simply a matter of people still being under the influence of 70-plus years of propaganda and anti-marijuana campaigns. I mean, we're trying to change people's behavior, and it's never easy to do that. People have been told for 20, 30 years, their entire lives. I mean, people like me, I'm only 25 years old, and even people who are 40, 50, 60, their entire life they've been told marijuana is harmful, it's dangerous, it must be illegal, no one can have it, and to change people's minds on that is not easy. The fact that every government official in this state, the President of the United States, the DEA, the ONDCP, everyone said vote no on this, and still, 2 out of 5 people, 40% of the voters, still voted in favor of it, is a pretty strong sign that people aren't going to take this anymore, and we're moving towards getting rid of these ridiculous laws. But
on a personal level, was it a painful experience for you to...
No, not at all.
Or did you
really
expect it to
never
happen?
Set out with the thought that we were, you know, going to win. I mean, a lot of people can't really wrap their minds around that. But, you know, the notion that you could just legalize pot with less than $200,000 in a state with 3 million voters, or 3 million people, if that was possible, it would have been done a long time ago. And what we did is we, with less than $200,000, managed to make marijuana the biggest issue in the state and make it something people are talking about, because that's when people are going to start to learn about this and start to think about it. And when people think about this, we win. It's when people make absent-minded, ridiculous gestures like the one being brought forward by the city council that we have problems.
And where you're going to really see growth is when you can get people who don't smoke pot to see the wisdom of your point and your position.
Exactly. You know, that's why we really are out there to people about marijuana itself and the fact that it's really not that big a deal. It's less harmful than alcohol. And the thing is, a lot of people have never tried marijuana, or they've been convinced that today's marijuana is somehow way more addictive or a problem than 20, 30 years ago's marijuana.
Well, it is probably more powerful, isn't it?
Well, regardless, it's THC. It's something that has never caused an overdose death in history. And it's really, you know, kind of like talking about beer versus vodka. And it's not even that big a deal, because vodka, as we all know, could kill you, whereas THC, it could be the highest THC in the history of the world, and it's not going to kill you. It's not going to cause you serious health problems, and it really makes no sense whatsoever to punish those adults who make the choice to use it.
Anybody who knows anything about the world knows that alcohol is toxic.
Exactly.
You can drink too much to kill you. I have never met a person who said I smoked a joint and got really sick.
Yeah. And I'm not trying to say that marijuana is completely 100%, you know, positive for one's health.
Well, of course not.
Never,
but there's a lot
that.
Of things in life that aren't positive for us.
Well,
that people do.
Exactly.
There's, you know, saturated fats.
Indeed.
Mason Tvert, the executive director of Safer, has taken time to join us this morning. We have one line that just opened up. I'd love to hear from you. 303-713-7600, our telephone number. Story in the news this morning about a judge in Washington who has ordered that more pot be grown by the government for more scientific research. What are your thoughts on a story like that?
Are you asking me?
Yeah, have you heard about it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. This was a lawsuit sponsored by MAPS, which is an organization we've worked with in the past. Yeah, we think it's insane that for the last, 60, 70 years, the government's had a monopoly on marijuana. I mean, people say, why is there no study that shows marijuana is not a big deal? Why is there no study showing its health effects? It's because the only research-grade marijuana up until this point has been produced by our government at the University of Mississippi's pot farm, which is run by NIDA, the National Institute of Drug Abuse. And now, finally, for the first time in as many years, we're going to see an independent researcher at the University of Massachusetts Amherst being able to start growing and producing marijuana that would be research grade and available to study the effects of marijuana for people with medical conditions as well as the health effects of marijuana. It's really quite crazy that it wasn't even available to researchers to do anything other than try to prove its harm.
I think that's a huge step forward for all Americans, especially those who are suffering, but for all people, whether you smoke marijuana or not, to at least have the information. Better to have it, not need it, than need it and not have it. And I'm absolutely thrilled with the news that they're going to have a legal pot crop that's going to be the right quality where they can get these kind of research endeavors done.
Well, what's interesting is, just so you know, this is just a recommendation at this point. This is not the first time that a DEA law judge has recommended that the DEA allow researchers to do stuff like this.
Right.
Back in 1988, an administrative law judge actually recommended that marijuana be removed from Schedule 1, which suggests that it has no medical benefits, and be brought down on par with drugs like cocaine, which do have medical benefits, apparently. And that was completely ignored at the time by the DEA. They went against their judge's ruling, and they continued to do what they were doing. And we're really, there's going to be a big effort to make sure that that doesn't happen this time around.
And the White House is obviously has the position that it's in the public's best interest that they continue to not do research on the pot. Let me move to something else real quick here because our time is short and I'm running a little late here. I wanted to pay you guys a compliment. I thought during the election you guys did a great job in getting your message out. And over the years I have, as I've kind of followed this from the sidelines, been peripherally interested in why people who advocate legalization or decriminalization of pot go down to the state house wearing tie-dye, and I thought you guys did a real good job in presenting yourself in a way that's going to find common ground with lots of folks out there who don't smoke weed.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
And I think that is the key. We don't need people looking like they're on their way to a drum circle when they go down to Gucci Gulch and talk to people who are trying to pass laws. You know what I mean?
Indeed, yeah. Certainly got to present yourself. I mean, presence is everything.
Got to play the game. Mason Tvert, Executive Director of SAFER, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
And I look forward to speaking with him down the road sometime soon. Okay, let's do this. Let's take care of business.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So you're looking for a used car, but it all seems so confusing.
Why not make it easy?
Go to CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all make and all models, right on your screen and right here in Denver, all with special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are we've got what you're looking for and at a great price. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
Hello, America. It's time to play Take On Orbits, the travel game where you could save $200 on your next trip. Today's winner is you. That's right, you. With the Orbits Feel the Love sale, win over your sweetheart by booking a trip and saving $200 to romantic places like Jamaica, Paris, or Maui. Feel the love by saving big on your next getaway. Just Orbits and go.
Save $200 on a qualifying Jamaica, Maui, or Paris Flight Plus hotel purchase for 5 plus nights. Valid for travel 2-1 through 7-31-07. Book by 3-4-07. Subject to availability. See Orbitz.com for terms and conditions.
Patients, there's always one nearby. You're probably one right now. So stop into Fantastic Sam's today.
Power is the ultimate aphrodisiac. Curious Theater Company presents Aphrodisiac by Rob Hendel, a political thriller ripped from the headlines, echoing the infamous political scandals of Clinton, Lewinsky, and the unsolved murder of Chandra Levy. Aphrodisiac performs Thursday through Sunday. Mention Air America and get two tickets for just $28. Go to CuriousTheater.org or call today,
303-623-0524.
Hurry in. Only a few performances left.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that can help you get your life back. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself. Call 1-800-400-9409. That's 1-800-400-9409. 1-800-400-9409.
Someone worth knowing. Marie Houston, President, Family Flex Early Education Center.
I was inspired to start Family Flex because as a working professional, I wanted my son to be in a very high-quality environment, and when I explored all the options, there just weren't any that I really felt good about, so I thought maybe I can create something based on what I know as a parent and also my business background.
Marie Houston, Denver Metro Chamber member since 2003. The Chamber. It's all about who you know.
Is credit card debt making your life miserable? Are you tired of harassing phone calls and struggling to make ends meet? You may qualify for a little-known program through Debt Consultants of America. This program allows you to pay back only a small portion of the credit card debt you owe.
In fact, up to 60% of your credit card debt could be completely wiped clean.
It's a proven program, and the best part is Debt Consultants of America does all the work.
You don't have to pay back a penny of the debt they settle for you.
So grab all your credit card statements and call for a free, no-obligation consultation.
Their friendly counselors will give you all the details.
Call 800-768-6113.
That's 800-768-6113.
You need to have $10,000 in credit card debt to qualify for this program. For your free, no-obligation consultation, please call us at 800-768-6113. Call now, 800-768-6113.
On the next Ed Schultz Show.
We all know that keeping kids safe is a high priority. But has the Jessica Lunsford Act gone too far? We'll talk about how union jobs have been lost because of it. It's a strange story, but it's true. General Pace is now questioning whether Iran is really arming Iraq. And did you know that 15 states have now got laws on the books that say that if a burglar comes into your house, it's okay to shoot him? Where is that going?
Ed Schultz, today at 1 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
No New Year's Day.
Happy St. Valentine's Day.
To celebrate.
Lady calls in and goes, I don't know why you guys are saying Valentine's Day. It's St. Valentine's Day. Listen, I've gone my whole life. I've never heard people say St. Valentine's Day, okay? Sweetheart. 8:25 in the morning. Russ Johnson in for J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. It's worked out where we're doing a show on marijuana. It's one of those things that I think is pretty benign. I could care less if people smoke weed. I think they're a lot more interesting to hang out with if they've been smoking pot than drinking. But to each their own, you know what I mean? People get drunk and mouthy and loud, obnoxious. Ugh. But people who smoke pot, they don't bother me that much. So we're talking about that. Mason DeVert was with us this morning. All of this in the news because of the judge in Lafayette, who in protest quit his job because the city council there wanted to wants to raise the ordinance from a $100 fine to a grand and a year in jail if you get caught with a small amount of pot. My problem has been basically, you're not going to have a problem, but if you do have a problem, it should be $100. Should be a minor little inconvenience, only having to go through the brain damage or going to court, paying the court costs, give me the fine and get out of town. I've seen so many people's lives ruined by pot. Not because they were smoking pot, but because they got caught with some pot. It's hard to feel sympathetic for them because most of the time, in virtually every story I hear, it can be traced back to something they were doing that they probably shouldn't have. In Westminster, here's Greg. You're up on AM 70 Progressive Talk. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
You just kind of hit the nail right on the head when you were talking about they were doing something. The real thing that we really need to talk about and we really need to look at, that this is a secondary tool for law enforcement to catch people and to hold them and to basically put them in the system or to send them to jail when they can't convict them for something that they really did.
No, because pot it goes across all classes, all socioeconomic backgrounds, and so it's a pretty good bet that if you really want to mess with somebody, you can.
It's a law enforcement tool.
Pot.
They will not give it up. They will not give it up, and then they use all the propaganda, you know, that it's a gateway drug and all that stuff, because the law enforcement need it. And that we have to get over that. We have to figure out how to get over that, because that's the only way that they get people and basically to get them convicted of something when they don't have enough evidence for something else. And you see it over and over. A little funny story. Oh, by the way, it's called a blunt. They call it blunts. But anyway.
You're saying it in which way? You're being
when
blunt?
You're talking about. No, when you're getting high, it's a blunt. When you're getting stoned, it's a joint.
Oh, okay. I'll get into that another time, Greg. The terminology stuff, this turns me off. Just call it a joint. That's what we called it back in college. That's what people... John, joint, okay? You ever heard of a blunt?
Of course not.
Of course not. Instant message going in. A case for latitude and fine. Someone called into the show earlier saying they were busted for smoking a joint by two bike cops after playing soccer at an area high school. He should be fined $1,000 or more for being an idiot. Smoking in public is one thing. Smoking on school grounds is just another. I obviously remember the guy calling in with that story. I didn't realize he was smoking pot on school grounds. Yeah. No victims, only volunteers. You're going to be that dumb. Wait till you go home to smoke your weed. Here's Rick in Littleton. Thank you for the patience. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi.
I just want to say a couple of things, then I'll hang up. And if you feel like talking about it, you're welcome to. I think it ought to be legalized and taxed, basically treated like alcohol. I think that it ought to be restricted in growing to small farmers, say no more than an acre or two.
An acre or two of pot?
Yeah, it's an arbitrary figure. But
yeah, that would be a fair amount of pot, I would think. When you say farmer, do you mean anyone who wants to call themselves a farmer?
Yeah, well, that's one of the details that I think need to be worked out.
I just don't like this idea, and I have a bad connection with you. I just don't like this notion of having the government be in the business of taxing it. I think we ought to just we should actively encourage people to grow their own pot and smoke it when no one else is around. Call me Master of the Obvious. It's coming up on 8:30. Telephone number is 303-713-7600. Lady just called into the show here a few minutes ago, said that she's a real estate agent. About 30 to 40% of the houses that she shows in Boulder County are all set up to grow pot. No acreage. Mr. Turk, did you hear that call? I said he'd like to see people be able to have an acre or two. I'll bet he does. 303-713-7600. I just had a line open up. Let's get an update on the traffic situation with our friend Gina Michaels, and we'll come back here with more of your calls with me, Russ Johnson, in for J. Marvin. Hang on.
Thanks, Russ. Very poor driving conditions and traffic jams still prevail. We've got a multi-car wreck westbound C-470 at I-70. A couple of semis got together eastbound I-70 east of Havana. They're off on the right shoulder and heavy delays there. Northbound 25 still bogged down from County Line to Orchard through the Tech Center. And we are struggling westbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike between Pecos and Federal. Just watch out for those slick spots and take your time. Weather today, mostly cloudy and cold. No showers tapering off. High of 19 right now, mostly cloudy and 9. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Mile High Harley-Davidson, located at I-70 and Airport Boulevard, is ready to ride. For the best in sales, service, parts, motor clothes, rentals, and rider training, experience the Mile High difference. I-70 and Airport Boulevard and MileHighHarley.com.
Hey, Colorado. This is from Grand Junction to the eastern plains of Burlington. Fort Collins up north to Pueblo down south. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk, broadcasting in high definition. Hey, that's cool. Find out more about HD Radio on AM760.net.
Think about the things that have become obsolete in our lifetime. VCRs have been replaced by TiVos and DVRs. Ataris have been replaced by Xbox and Xbox 360. And your glasses replaced by normal vision. Hi, this is Jay Marvin for Icon LASIK Center. You know, corrective vision is not something far off in the future. It's not a futuristic dream. It's happening now, and Icon's experienced surgeons want to help make your glasses obsolete, too. Icon can do it for as little as $4.99 per eye, and Icon LASIK Center has been performing safe and affordable LASIK procedures since 1999. Icon has financing available for all credit types with zero down and no interest for up to 24 months. Plus, Icon also has the newest technology like Intralase, bladeless LASIK. Learn more about our options with Icon LASIK Center by calling them 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001 or visit Icon online at icondenver.com. That's I like the letter C-O-N Denver.com.
Why do Office Solutions from Regis work for today's businesses?
My budget is tight. If I can get a fully furnished and equipped office with no upfront costs or long-term lease, with meeting rooms, a receptionist, and IT pros, hey, that works for me.
Regis offers 750 locations in 350 cities in 60 countries. All offer flexible terms to meet your needs, and offices are available immediately. So call 888-OFFICES today or visit Regis.com. That's R-E-G-U-S.com. Regis, offices that work for you.
Universal Pictures presents the new thriller, Breach.
I am much safer if you know little about me.
Inspired by the true story of FBI agent Robert Hansen.
He started spying for the Russians in 1985. He's a traitor, Eric.
Whose betrayal
might be years before we truly know how many deaths he's been responsible for.
Is the greatest security breach in U.S. history.
Why don't we just arrest him?
Director Russell caught me acting.
Academy Award winner Chris Cooper, Ryan Phillippe, and Laura Linney.
What if he's smarter than I am?
He spent the last 20 years outthinking Russian spies. He's smarter than all of us.
This is the biggest case we've ever run.
Directed by Billy Ray, the director of Shattered Glass.
He knows the names of every source we've ever turned.
Everything we've all been paid to do, he's undoing it.
I'm either insanely brave or quite insane. Take your pick. There's insanity in all the answers.
Breach. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters Friday.
This is Randy. I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got J. Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
See the stone set in your eyes. See the thorn twist in your side.
I love you.
I'll wait for you.
I really love you. I am Russ Johnson in for J. Marvin on Valentine's Day. It's the only day of the year I get to say I love you on the radio. And I love my wife, Erin.
Love you, baby.
25 minutes away from 9 o'clock. I was just in the middle of telling a joke to producer John Turk. Oh, potheads. Did you ever hear that one? Where the guy walks into the TV appliance store. He walks into the appliance store and he says to the guy, I want to buy that TV. And the salesman says, I'm not going to sell you that TV because you're a pothead. So the guy comes back a week later. He says, I want to buy that TV. Guy says, I'm not selling it to you. I'm a pothead. Guy comes back another week later. He says, I want to buy that TV. Guy says, I'm not selling you that TV because you're a pothead. Guy says, I quit smoking pot. Well, you're still a pothead. He says, how do you know I'm a pothead? And the salesman said, because that's a microwave. Oh, thank you. One piece of pot humor for the whole day.
Hey, can I add one?
Yeah,
to us
please,
real quick,
please,
you
please,
let me?
please, yes.
What did one deadhead say to the other when they ran out of pot? This music sucks.
Although, actually, I've always hated that stereotype, the people who enjoy listening to The Grateful Dead or any other, or the Allman Brothers, or any band that makes good music is necessarily a pothead. Maybe it is true, though. You're right.
Al Franken never was a pothead, I imagine.
By the way, today is Al Franken's last show on Air America, and then he is expected to announce whether or not he will run for the Senate in Minnesota against Norm Coleman, who's a very popular guy. Let's go to Boulder. This ought to be good. Here's Josh. Your turn on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you? Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, the deadhead joke is actually pretty funny.
It is.
So kind of similar. When I was in college at Boulder, a couple of my friends went to Omaha, Nebraska to watch a Phish concert. And, of course, everyone had a little glass pipe with them and a little bag to last them the weekend. And now the show's over. It's Sunday night or Sunday morning, and we're driving home across I-80 into Colorado. And has
Josh, we're losing you on the phone line, man. I apologize for that. You can see where it's going, though. He got pulled over, and the cop found pot because he knew he was coming back from a concert. Let me guess. Josh, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, we got to make the most of this. Basically, kill. What happened?
Okay, cop pulls us over, says that he has been in the business long enough to know that anyone with Colorado plates driving away from a Fish concert must have pot in the car. So we said this is an unreasonable search. We do not want you to search our car. He says, I'm sorry, I've got a dog with me, and I need you all to get out for the safety
and
of my dog.
And did he find pot?
He found pot, and then he ended up saying, well, you can fight this and stay in jail till Monday and talk to a judge, or you can give me your credit card, and I'll swipe it for $200 right here at my car, and you can be on your way home. So, of course, we swiped it, but what a bunch of crap. The cop takes Visa at their car on the highway.
Wow, yeah, that does sound wrong.
Yeah.
Way wrong. Josh, thanks for that contribution. Talking to a guy maybe a week or two ago who was driving in a car to the airport to go on a cruise, and he ended up getting pulled over by the police. A policeman pulled up on the side of him and waved to him. He had his dog in the car, and the policeman waved, and he didn't think anything of it, but eventually the cop pulled him over, went through the car, found some pot, and the cop said, we're not looking for guys like you who have a little bit of pot, so I'm going to let you go. Go ahead and pour out the pot on the side of the road. But the cop and his buddy had proceeded to rip this guy's car to pieces. And then sent him on his merry way. And this guy that I was talking with, he felt like he had come out ahead, even though the interior of his car had been ruined. Here's Sharon in Estes Park. Your turn with Russ Johnson on AM 760. Hello.
Hi. The point I'd like to make is that I'm not questioning, you know, how marijuana versus alcohol, all that kind of stuff, because in the past, I smoked pot and all that, but I used to live in L.A., and which is, you know, just loaded with gangs, and I see Colorado becoming more like that, and, you know, where do these drugs come from? They come from drug cartels, which are heavily involved with gangs, and the way I feel about it is a lot of people don't think about it, but, you know, if you're the victim of a drive-by shooting in the future, and you're a drug user, you kind of only have yourself to blame.
I think that is so ridiculous, Sharon.
Now, why?
How can you say that and be absolutely serious? You're pulling my leg.
You don't think that gangs and drug cartels are mainly responsible for most of the drugs that are in this country?
Sharon, you can't talk over me. You got to give me a chance to respond. Sharon, we're not talking about drugs. We're talking about pot.
Okay, where does most of the pot come from?
Most of the pot comes from people who grow it.
Do you have proof of that?
Do you have proof that it comes from gangs?
Well, there's
that's
a
ridiculous.
Whole lot of it that comes from that. Well, you do the research.
Yeah,
right?
You do the research. I think that's ridiculous to say that a person who gets shot by a gangbanger and smokes pot has no one to blame but themselves.
Well, the main business of gangs is drug trafficking.
Drug trafficking, but we're not talking about drug trafficking. We're not talking about drug trafficking. We're not talking. Listen. We're not talking about drug. You're talking over me, Sharon. We're not talking about drug trafficking. We're talking about people with small amounts of marijuana. That's a far cry from drug trafficking.
They're buying it from somebody who has large amounts of drugs, most likely.
Drug? What do you mean? I'm trying to really stop.
Well,
I can't deal with that lady. Sharon, you can't talk at the same time I'm talking just because you don't want to hear what I have to say, sweetheart. Was it because people equate pot with drugs? When I think about drugs, I think about drugs. I don't think about a weed. I could plant a seed in my backyard. Drugs implies something nefarious, something illegal, something really bad for your body. Way worse than pot. Thank you. Okay, I understand what you're saying. She's saying pot is a drug. Well, there's the problem. I think that we should make a distinction, okay? Agree or disagree? Heroin, LSD, cocaine, pharmaceuticals, those are drugs. Pot is pot. Said the guy on the radio. Sharon, have a great life. Appreciate the call there. Let's go to Daniel in Boulder. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Russ. Good to hear you talking about this morning. And, you know, if it was legal, then the tobacco manufacturers could produce it in the store. And you can't take your seed and grow it in the backyard. You got to buy your seeds from Monsanto. But that isn't the point that I wanted to talk about.
That's another reason, though, that actually adds fuel to my fire here, that I don't want the government involved in the cultivation. I don't want them making favors with people with big corporations who will take the seeds down to Brazil and make this super octave, super high octane marijuana that will undoubtedly get people hooked. I don't want the government having their hands in this for taxing it. I just don't want any laws applying to a weed and what people want to do with it.
Oh, absolutely.
But that I could be a million miles out in space. I mean, I didn't even get the last lady's calling pot a drug.
Well, a lot of people consider it a drug. My main thing for calling is people are not talking about why marijuana was made illegal in the first place.
Why?
Well, William Hearst wanted to sell his lumber for his paper so he could sell paper. And DuPont wanted to sell their nylon ropes. And as a result, they pushed it through the Congress to make it illegal so that they could have to run their paper mills to produce the papers for Hearst and to have a nylon rope, which wasn't as good as the hemp rope that we used during the First World War.
I appreciate the history lesson, and I think you're right on that, actually. Have a great day, Daniel. Thank you for the call. 303-713-7600, our telephone number. If you want to instant message me, you can at am760.net. The Constitution to this country was signed on marijuana. Instant messages are starting to come in. Just a quick comment from somebody who works in an emergency room. I see people every night who are brought in so drunk they cannot breathe. They often have to be placed on life support, and some die. I have never, ever seen anyone come in with a marijuana overdose. I would go to a liquor store right now, buy enough alcohol to kill myself, and it's totally legal. But God help me if my employer smoked a joint in the last 6 weeks. I would be terminated immediately. Lots of email, text messages, instant messages coming in here. Stay right there. And don't go anywhere, because coming up next hour, I'm going to break this open. The Silent Killer. Hybrid cars. I'll explain. Russ Johnson in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, traffic is still just a mess. We have slowdowns, a stop-and-go traffic, a multiple wreck still affecting areas across the metro area, including westbound C-470 at I-70, eastbound I-70 just before Havana, a couple of semis involved in a crash there, and westbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike west of Pecos. If you're on I-25 southbound trying to get down from the Fort Collins area into Denver, we've had a rollover crash right near Highway 119. Got about a mile of backup there. Weather outlook today, mostly cloudy and cold. Snow showers tapering off and starting up again this evening. Right now, mostly cloudy and 9. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Take your next vacation to Acapulco. Sandy beaches, great nightlife, and 100% sunshine guaranteed. Acapulco will pay for your accommodations if there's rain for more than 2 hours on any given day. So call your travel agent. Only in Acapulco. Where else? Mexico. Beyond your expectations. Restrictions apply.
Look, the news is still tough.
Ed Schultz.
There's people in Iraq, and I don't think it's going to catch the attention of the Senate unless a senator is in one of those choppers that go down. I mean, that's the sense that I get. It's the war, senators. Another helicopter down. More American lives are lost, more money that's going over there unchecked. Don't you feel somewhat helpless as an American out there? I do.
Ed Schultz, weekday afternoons 1 to 4 on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
I feel like, heck, we voted, didn't we?
The Jack Russell Terrier has recently had his name changed to the Parsons Russell Terrier, which I think is disgusting. Call a Jack Russell Terrier. That's what it is. Hi, I'm Jay Marvin for Purina. And I'll tell you something. I call my dog a Welsh Corgi, and I call my dog a Min Pin, and that's what they are. But you know something? If you love your dog, and I love mine, I love both mine, then you want to feed them right. And the thing to do is to feed them Purina. real food ingredients, ingredients that you may look to in your own diet, nutrition that you know is working because you see it in your healthy, energetic dog, a taste dogs love. As always, they're made with real lamb, real beef, or real chicken as the first ingredient, plus other real ingredients like rice and yogurt. Think of the nutritional benefits. Try Purina One. You'll see the difference. Call them for a free 4-pound bag at 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK.
Are you in sales or do you own a business? If so, think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Okay, so what's stopping you? Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new leads as you can handle and actually make that number in your head?
We sold almost $500,000 worth of business, up from maybe one-tenth of that in previous periods. We were caught by surprise with the demand.
It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports, and they want to give you 100 sales leads free.
No business in the world can afford to be without it.
No matter what you're selling, Sales Genie has the leads you need, and right now they'll give you 100 absolutely free. That's right, free. Just call 1-800-600-6591. That's 1-800-600-6591. 1-800-600-6591.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Call 1-800-300-0338. 1-800-300-0338. 1-800-300-0338.
Hi, I'm Mike Miller, owner of Basil Doc's Pizza. I want to tell you about absolutely, positively the best pizza, Basil Doc's Pizza. Established in 1996 here in Denver's Washington Park neighborhood, we've been winning awards ever since. At Basil Doc's, pizza making is an art we're passionate about. Basil Doc's uses all natural ingredients. Here's an incentive for you to experience Basil Doc's Pizza. Mention you heard this ad and you'll get a complimentary organic house salad with a side of our signature balsamic vinaigrette. Check us out at basildocspizza.com.
Your computer's just like your car. You don't want to learn to be a mechanic. You just want to drive the darn thing. This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Anytime you have a computer problem, call us. We're the mechanics for your computer, and we make house calls.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit pc-answers.com or troubleshooter.com. That's PC Answers, 303-548-1414.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
More of you with me. I am Russ Johnson on this Valentine's Day. Coming up after news, top of the hour, we have a problem, and we're going to get a solution.
To whisper, and I know just how to cry. I know just where to find the answers, and I know just how to lie.
You're killing me. The Valentine music.
Air Supply's exactly Valentine's minutes ever.
I don't know. Judge says, what do you want to hear? I say, I don't know. And if I don't know, I'm going to get punished. There are consequences. You get a little Air Supply in your ear. Although I guess I could take it on Valentine's Day. Let's go to the phones. Talking about pot. Talking about the judge who quit his position in Lafayette because they wanted to raise the fine from $100 to $1,000, and also the judge in Washington who has ordered the government, although it's non-binding, to start producing more pot for research. DEA and the White House say, no way. Ridiculous. Here's Doug in Loveland. Turn on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Hello.
Hi, how's it going? I love your show.
Thank you.
Yeah, I just wanted to I heard that lady calling from L.A. and all that, and I'm like, she's out of her mind. I used to live in Venice, California, and I got pulled over twice by L.A. County sheriffs, and they are kind of sketchy at first because, you know, they don't know if you got weapons or not. But anyway, they found, like, less than a quarter ounce of weed on my person. And, you know, they gave me a little bit of a hard time, but then they gave me back my weed and told me to keep moving because They got real crimes to deal with in L.A.
Absolutely. Only in California, though, would you get pulled over by a cop and he gives you your weed back. And people out there have those medical marijuana cards. What an advantage that would be, huh? Have a good one. Here is Eric in Denver. Hello.
Hey, how's it going, Russ?
Good.
Yeah, the lady who called earlier, I think, you know, she may not have made her point the best way, but I think she did have a point. I mean, there's a lot of different kinds of pot. Some people get it from, you know, some dude down the street who has a hydroponic thing going, and then some people get, you know, that brick stuff that has to be brought in by the gangsters. But I think, you know, that point would help make a case for decriminalizing pot so the gangsters have one less thing to deal with. Let them deal with the hard stuff and let the normal people, you know, have their pot.
That's a good point. It puts those gangsters out of business.
Yeah, I mean, everybody who smoked pot probably started off with, you know, the Mexican stuff that came in a brick, you know, in a plane or in a car or whatever thing, you know, and then you move up to the expensive good crap that comes from Boulder, you know, wherever, some guy in his basement in Denver with a bunch of lights.
Well, that's what we should be encouraging people to do, is to grow their own pot so that we eradicate the black market. And with it, hopefully, little gangbangers and the like. This is Ted in Denver. It's your turn now on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm great, thank you.
I just wanted to echo what Eric said about the lady talking about drug trafficking. And, you know, I don't consider marijuana a drug, but what I think is irrelevant. It's the laws of this country that, you know, consider it a drug. And, yeah, there's gangs that are involved in drug trafficking, and marijuana is one of them. And the problem is, you know, there's an insatiable demand for marijuana in this country. The war on drugs has been a complete failure.
Well, first of all, we have to start changing the language. To say that pot is one of the drugs, to me, just doesn't ring true. We ought to say they deal pot, then they also sell drugs.
Well, you know, at the federal level, the way it's classified, it's a drug. So
fair enough. You're right. You're right on that point. That's why I'm saying, though, we have to start changing the language before you can win the war.
I agree. And, you know, the whole point is, you know, demand is never going to go away. We tried this with prohibition. It didn't work. This is just prohibition all over again. And, yeah, the argument is, well, why should we, you know, decriminalize another intoxicant? Well, it's, you know, the demand is never going to go away, so, you know, we're at a, you know, devil's choice. What's the worst alternative?
You know that it's remarkable to me, Ted, and I didn't mean to interrupt you here, but it's been years since I have done the pot topic, per se, and without fail, people will always say what every single person I know knows to be a truth, which is that the war on drugs is here, and yet status quo remains with us. There is no real change, and to me, this is fascinating. Have a great day. I appreciate the phone call. Let me try to go to Crested Butte and say hello to Linda. Linda, do you have any reasons on why that may be the case, that people know the war on drugs is a failure? People know that even if they don't smoke pot, smoking pot's a pretty benign thing to be doing. Why can't we change the situation?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, I served, just let me tell you a little bit about the political realities. I served in the state legislature in the 90s, and we had a bill introduced into Senate Agriculture Committee that was going to legalize the growing of hemp. Now, hemp is related to pot, only this hemp, of course, had no properties of psychedelic nature at all, and it was like the rope that was made during World War II to help the war effort. The agricultural community was very much in favor because it was going to be a crop that would be cash-driven. And the reaction and the testimony from the Christian right and the church groups was unbelievable. The bill ended up, I was the only one who voted for it, and it died in committee.
And the opposition comes from the right-wing Christians?
The same people that are trying to take away our rights in many other areas are doing that. The second thing is that, as I've noted, drugs in general have contributed to the whole economic force of prisons. If you think about the two, you know, growth industries in the state of Colorado have been gambling and corrections. And corrections, whenever a small town needs something, they go to the state legislature and they put up a prison, whether it be a private prison or a state prison. so many of the people that are in those prisons are there for drug charges, or if they're not there initially for drug charges, they're there because of parole violations being found with pot on them. And so we are keeping, it's a social engineering thing as well as an economic thing, we're keeping people in jail for so many of the wrong reasons. And economically, it's a disaster for the for Colorado and the United States. It's done all over the place.
A form of social engineering, I think that's brilliant. I think you're exactly right, because once they can get you into the system, they're going to keep you there because they know people like smoking their weed. And once you catch a case and once you've been in trouble, then you really have to just keep the pot away, because the next time that you have a run-in with Officer Friendly and he finds you with pot, you're back in the system and you're right back where you started. And that is social engineering. Great call, Linda. Thank you. Let's take care of some business. It's moving up on 9 o'clock. Don't go anywhere, because when we come back, I have a dilemma, a little problem. We're going to work on a solution. Has to do with hybrid cars. They're a killer, and I'll explain why. Russ Johnson, in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
A new voice comes your way tomorrow morning. After Jay, AM 760 is proud to bring you Tom Hartman.
Where democracy is still alive and well.
The Tom Hartman Program, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Travelocity presents the Mucho Mexico Sale.
Translation, you'll save mucho moolah.
Book a flight and five-night hotel to Mexico and get $100 off.
That's mucho savings.
That's why it's called the Mucho Mexico Sale.
Of course, that makes mucho sense.
So hurry, get to Mexico and save.
Save mucho?
Yes, save mucho. Book now with your MasterCard card and get $100 off. Visit Travelocity.com or AOL keyword travel for details. Travelocity, you'll never roam alone.
And now for the bonus round. March goes in like a lion and out like a lamb. How does April feel?
Insecure.
Correct. If you're peanut butter and I'm jelly, what's the audience?
A glass of chocolate milk.
Correct. About how many movies has Netflix delivered so far?
1 billion.
Correct! Netflix! Nearly 1 billion movies delivered so far. Zero late fees. Choose movies online and get DVDs delivered to your door in about one business day. Start your free trial. Plans now from only $4.99 a month. Netflix, it's that easy.
AM 760 Progressive Talk, broadcasting in HD and online at am760.net. KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. Deep cuts designed to pull the company out of the red.
We will reduce our total workforce by 13,000 employees, or approximately 16%.
Chrysler CEO Tom Lasorda also announcing that some plants will be closed and operations scaled back at others. It's part of the automaker's sweeping restructuring that it hopes will bring back profitability by next year. David Cole of the Center for Automotive Research says it may be a bitter pill to swallow, but it is necessary.
You have to do whatever it takes to get competitive. And it's a very, very dangerous industry right now if you're not competitive.
Some of the cutbacks are coming at an assembly plant in Newark, Delaware, where Mayor Vance Funk says the community will rally round.
Many of these people that work in that plant are third generation. Their fathers, grandfathers have worked there. This is their life, and we have to find ways to help them.
Well, customers stayed away from auto showrooms last month, leading to a slow start for retail sales this year. The Commerce Department says sales were flat, their most anemic performance since a 0.2 drop last October. And business inventories turned in their most lackluster showing in nearly a year and a half. Well, here's the way Thursday morning sounds in most of the East. Snow shovels, plows, ice scrapers, all the weapons have been deployed as a major storm plows north into New England.
I'm Michelle Miller in Albany, where there is 5 inches of snow on the ground and another 15 inches expected. The blizzard of 07 paralyzed parts of the Midwest, and now it's pounding the Northeast. This snowstorm is particularly brutal because it's so cold outside. The snow actually hurts when it hits you.
Now, the weather is blamed for at least 6 deaths. Tens of thousands of customers are without power. Schools are closed and hundreds of flights have been canceled. Maine's governor has declared a state of emergency. Well, President Bush is now meeting with reporters.
I'm Mark Knoller at the White House. Though he's given a flurry of interviews in recent weeks, today will be his first news conference of the year. He'll begin the session in the East Room with an opening statement on Iraq and yesterday's nuclear deal with North Korea. Mr. Bush is getting an update this morning from his new top commander in Iraq, General David Petraeus, and will report on what he said about the prospects for ending the violence.
The Bush administration's decided to allow a much bigger number of Iraqi refugees into the U.S. over the next year than it has since the invasion. Up until now, only 463 refugees have been admitted. Under the revised plan, 7,000 will be let in. The new policy comes at a time when Washington's under growing pressure to do more to help those who fled the war. Fed Chief Ben Bernanke is upbeat about future economic growth.
Overall, the U.S. economy seems likely to expand at a moderate pace this year and next, with growth strengthening somewhat as the drag from housing diminishes.
Bernanke is appearing before the Senate Banking Committee this morning. On Wall Street right now, pretty good day. The Dow is up 66 points, the NASDAQ ahead 24. This is CBS News.
So where do you two keep the books for your contracting business?
It's all up in the old noggin.
Yep, all our sales figures are right in his head.
I see. Does that concern you?
Not at all.
Every waking moment.
You know, there's an easier way to manage your business. QuickBooks. You can be up and running in under 15 minutes. With just a few clicks, QuickBooks software lets you send invoices, see who's paid and who hasn't. It even makes tax time a cinch.
We need that.
Are you sure? I got it all right here.
I'm sure.
QuickBooks. Better, faster, simpler. Get it at CompUSA, OfficeMax, or Circuit City.
Looking for great tire deals? Stop by your Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership. Right now, purchase four select Goodyear tires and get an iTunes gift card valued from $50 to $100 or a new iPod Nano. Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury parts and service only at your dealership. I can help. I got two strong arms. I can help. We're better. We're proving it. And we want you to be the judge. Call 1-877-310-3673 or see participating dealership through 31807.
And good morning. It's 9:04. I'm John M. with an AM 760 local news update. Just when you could see the edge of your lawn and ice caps were receding from the side streets, more snow, much of the metro area getting about 2 inches overnight. Right now, things are nice, but forecast calling for a little bit more later on.
Late this afternoon, another weather system in Wyoming brings about another inch or two of snow to the seven-county metro area this evening. It's probably going to interfere with the evening rush.
Yeah, just in time. Nine News meteorologist Nick Carter says once this system moves out, it's clear skies and warmer temperatures right through the weekend. Cadets at the Air Force Academy back on their regular schedules after that cheating scandal restricted all 300 cadets to campus over the weekend. Last week, you recall, 28 freshmen were accused of cheating on a test of military knowledge by forwarding the answers through Internet message boards. And your Valentine's flowers may have been grown and arranged by Colorado cons. Inmates at the Arrowhead Correctional Center in Canyon City are in a special program that provides therapy and a chance to learn a trade. About 100 inmates in that program.
They're either sex offenders or drug and alcohol inmates.
Steve Smith with the Colorado Correctional Industries Corporation says the flower program is not funded with your tax dollars. It pays for itself through the revenue it brings in. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. We still have a number of slow pockets and collision hotspots. Eastbound I-70 at Quebec, they're clearing one out there. Eastbound I-70 had a lot of problems right near Havana. We still had a couple of semis off on the right-hand shoulder. And a rollover crash southbound 25 at Highway 119 up north that continues to cause some slowdowns. You'll also experience some stop-and-go traffic westbound I-76 between 74th and I-25. And northbound 25 at Founders Parkway. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, mostly cloudy and cold with the snow tapering off, high of 19. Tonight, light snow returns in the evening with 1 to 2 inches.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-926-8949. You can even customize your building. You select the size. You select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-926-8949. Call Anthem Steel today. 1-800-926-8949. That's 1-800-926-8949.
It is Wednesday, February 14th, 2007. Valentine's Day is upon us, and I am ready to show you the love. Where is the love? We're always in search of it. I'm Russ Johnson in for J. Marvin. We head into the final hour of this edition of the J. Marvin Show. My thanks to everyone who called in on the pot topic this morning. I have made an executive decision and asked Ms. on the other side of the glass to respectfully and politely ask everyone to play along with us and to clear out the lines. So the lines right now are wide open as we get ready to embark on the topic I've been waiting to share with you all morning.
What?
The silent killer, hybrid cars.
Ah! Yes.
Now, here's the deal, John M. Did you know that a hybrid car does not make noise like an gasoline automobile?
Yeah, that's one of the nice things about
it. One of the advantages, you say.
Yes.
Right? Except, according to this story in the Wall Street Journal, blind pedestrians say that hybrids pose a safety threat.
Yeah, okay.
And they want to come up with a solution to the problem. The problem is you can have a blind person walk to the intersection, and their seeing eye dog will suddenly stop. And they will feel inches from their face a hybrid car fly by that they never heard because the engines are so quiet. They are quieter than a vacuum. Did you know?
But wouldn't the seeing eye dog see the hybrid?
No, I guess apparently they do, but oftentimes they're not. And that's why the National Federation of the Blind, an advocacy group for the blind, would like to see some kind of solution to this problem. And they are turning to the auto industry to make changes. They don't want the hybrid cars to be as quiet as they are because it's only a matter of time before somebody gets killed.
Maybe they should all have the the horns you hear in Los Angeles on the Mexican cars.
While you're driving. I don't think that's going to be the solution here. So I'm going to open this up for people, and I would love to hear your thoughts on whether or not you would be in support of making hybrid cars louder. Or if we're going to say this is the risk you take, unfortunately, if you are a blind person. Imagine you're crossing the street, and just as you're about to cross the street, you can feel a car come by you. Now, we all know the advantages about the hybrid cars. They get better mileage, less pollution than traditional cars. The automakers, for what it's worth, are a little reluctant to participate in this, I am told. But here in this article that was in the Wall Street Journal, they pull a hybrid car up to a group of people. And they say to everyone there, and there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. So about two dozen people, and you see this picture right here, John, look at that. Two dozen people standing right next to the hybrid. And they said to everyone, if you can hear a car, raise your hand. And if you look at this picture, only one person has raised their hand. Now, I'm putting the emphasis here on blind people, but the reality is there are lots of folks who are pedestrians, who enjoy riding their bike, who say that these cars are also very dangerous. When I was a kid, I used to take and put a baseball card on the spoke of my wheel.
Oh, yeah, me too.
And, you know, the spokes go by the card and make a little noise.
Yeah.
Now, something like that might be in order. It might drive people crazy, though. Or should we have a car where every time a hybrid car where every time you start it up, you're going from point A to point B, it makes an electronic digital sound. I don't know what that sound would be yet. Not the mariachi band sound.
Maybe like a Harley. I mean, I used to have a lot of friends back in South Florida who were bikers, and, you know, people would always be bitching about the fact that...
How loud they were?
How loud they were. And, yeah, man, you got to be loud so you drivers and cars can hear us.
I'm thinking here about what you mentioned a second ago about the seeing eye dog. When you're blind, you're not relying on the CNI dog to watch out for traffic, are you? Are you under the impression that they're relying on the dogs to actually look at the traffic?
You know, that's what I thought.
And hold them back as they see a dog coming, or see a car coming?
That's how I thought it worked. No?
I don't know. We'll find out, I guess, as we continue. Got a line open. 303-713-7600. This looks good. Here's George. He says he drives a hybrid. George, hello. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Yeah, the solution I think would be is to install a dog whistle in the grill of the car so not everybody has to hear the car coming, but the dog can hear it coming. And it could also trigger maybe a device that the blind person holds.
A dog?
I like the quietness.
Okay, wait. A dog whistle. Oh, to notify the dog. And then what was the second part of your idea?
That the dog whistle could also maybe trigger a device that could sense a dog whistle for the blind person to know as well.
Or anyone else who is concerned about cars sneaking up on them that they don't hear. Because I'm thinking if you're riding a bicycle and you're driving with traffic, you could just inadvertently swing a little bit into the lane and get creamed.
Exactly. Well, you got to use a little common sense, I'm sure, when you're a blind person, too. But they can feel vibration, they're not just listening. The car still vibrates.
So when you're in the car, when you're in the car, does it sound different than any other vehicle?
Only when you stop or when you're going slowly does the gas engine go off. So like when I'm in a parking lot going 4 miles an hour, it's on all electric, and I have startled people, but you're only going 4 miles an hour. It's not like you're going to kill somebody, you know, or run them over.
I love this. So you're running at low speed, but you have had the occasion with your hybrid to sneak up on someone.
Yeah, well, I wasn't trying to.
No, I know, but you looked and you noticed that you scared them.
Somebody.
You startled them. All right, thank you very much for the phone call this morning. I appreciate that. This is Betty in Inglewood. You're with Russ Johnson on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Say hello to John M. Hi.
Well, hi, John.
How are you?
I'm just fine. Listen, I was married for 16 years to a man who had a seeing eye dog.
Did you marry him before he was blind, or did he become blind while you were married to him?
I married him when he was blind.
When he was blind.
Before him. Yeah.
I see? Uh-huh.
And I know for a fact that the dogs are trained to watch for traffic.
So are you suggesting that we may not need to do anything about the quietness of the hybrid cars?
I don't think so. First, one of the things is all human beings who are driving cars need to watch the traffic. Okay, and you need to watch the people. You need to watch for things that are moving. And the seeing eye dogs are trained to watch for the traffic and to keep the blind person out of trouble and to keep them out of traffic.
So as long as you're blind, you rely on your dog to save you.
Yeah, that's what you got a seeing eye dog for.
Yeah. Now, in this one instance that they're sharing in this story, a guy just barely missed getting creamed by a car because his seeing eye dog just caught it at the last second. But the seeing eye dog is looking down the street to see if there is a car coming, and if the coast is clear, then the dog will lead you through the intersection.
If the coast is clear, the dog will take you across. If the coast is not clear, the dog will not move.
I still wouldn't want to rely on a dog as much as I would want to hear something. I'd much rather hear the car than have to rely on some dumb animal.
Well, those dogs are not dumb animals.
I love dogs more than anything in the world.
Dumb in the sense that they
don't have the ability to reason and talk. I mean, affectionately.
Well, even if they can't reason and talk, they are extremely good at what they do. Okay.
Well, they are until the day somebody ends up dead because they walked in front of a hybrid car.
Well, I don't think the hybrid car really is the issue. It sounds like hype to me that somebody might put down the hybrid cars.
Is hype?
Yeah.
Well, tell that to the National Federation of the Blind.
Well, we'll have to go and talk to them personally, but I don't believe that there's a problem with the hybrid cars.
Well,
dogs are trained.
Okay, thank you very much. But this story right here says that blind pedestrians say quiet hybrids pose safety threat. I've never worked a topic like this before.
I think there'd be more of a problem from bicycle messengers. Those guys are really crazy.
Do you ever see them in Denver?
Oh, they're not San Francisco.
I remember
the hills in San Francisco, man. They come flying down. They're going 70 miles an hour.
Happy Valentine's Day, everyone. Russ Johnson in for Jay Marvin, 60 minutes after 9 o'clock. If you're on the line, stay with me. We'll work this one through. First time in the Russ Johnson logbook, the silent killer.
Cheaper used.
CarPricesAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So, your kid's heading to college and you need a reliable used car.
Why not make it easy?
Visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all right here in Denver. Check out the great selection of low-mileage program vehicles, many with remaining factory warranty and special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are, we have what you're looking for at a great price. It's easy. CheaperAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
Hello, America. It's time to play Take On Orbits, the travel game where you could save $200 on your next trip. Today's winner is you. That's right, you. With the Orbitz Feel the Love sale, win over your sweetheart by booking a trip and saving $200 to romantic places like Jamaica, Paris, or Maui. Feel the love by saving big on your next getaway. Just Orbitz and go.
Save $200 on a qualifying Jamaica, Maui, or Paris flight plus hotel purchase for 5+ nights. Valid for travel 2-1 through 7/31/07. Book by 3/4/07. Subject to availability. See Orbitz.com for terms and conditions.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter retractable awning.
And what about the discount, Jim?
Our Sunsetter retractable awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds. It keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
What about the discount, Jim?
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Yeah, but what about the discount, Jim?
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Come on, Jim.
All right. Well, now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate, so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Ha! Finally, Jim.
Just call now, and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate, along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer, and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-322-1437 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-322-1437. 1-800-322-1437.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-330-8058. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-330-8058. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-330-8058. 1-800-330-8058.
Power is the ultimate aphrodisiac. Curious Theater Company presents Aphrodisiac by Rob Hendel, a political thriller ripped from the headlines, echoing the infamous political scandals of Clinton, Lewinsky, and the unsolved murder of Chandra Levy. Aphrodisiac performs Thursday through Sunday. Mention Air America and get two tickets for just $28. Go to CuriousTheater.org or call today, 303-623-0524.
Hurry in. Only a few performances left.
This is Ed Schultz. Keep it locked on to my buddy Jay Marvin, and then stick around for me from 1 to 4 p.m. right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I'm going to slow things down at this point. Send you out a very happy Valentine's Day thought and let you know how much I love you. I love you. Kiss me. It's 9:21 now. Oh, I am gonna get. I am such a clown. We got a serious problem here, and the Russ Johnson logbook is open and underway, and I am furiously, copiously taking notes. First time ever in my entire illustrious career of world-class broadcasting that I have worked a topic like this one: quiet hybrids killing the blind. You know, I have to say, I really don't appreciate the attitude of some of the people who are calling in, who are suggesting that my first hour topic with Hillary Clinton and Bill was a better topic than this. I'm the professional, so please bear with me, even if you're feeling a little frustrated, because this is interesting. It really is. The National Federation of the Blind says that all hybrid vehicles in America should emit a sound while turned on. And they are calling on the auto industry to make changes. The group says the sound should be loud enough to be heard over the din of ambient noise.
Hey, Turk, can you turn this thing on in here, this machine right here? This has got some sounds on it. Maybe we could come up with something here. Some people who are listening don't think this is a serious problem. I beg to differ if you're a person who enjoys bike riding. I have never had the occasion to be snuck up on by somebody who's driving a hybrid car. But we need a sound. Let's try this sound. That's not a good one. Oh, that's what you don't want to hear when you're standing on the side of the road. That would not be a good day. Hey, do you hear anything? Is there? All of a sudden the horn's blowing. It's not going to end pretty. Let's take some phone calls here. Let's see what people are saying. Here's Frank in Denver. Real quick, Frank, you're on 760. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Great, thank you.
I agree about the hybrids. I own one, and it's a great vehicle, but you can come down the block, and people are walking down the street, and they don't hear you. So usually what I do is I just, I hit the horn, halfway down the block.
Like a little tap or a full-on horn?
No, just a little tap.
And is the horn in that thing sound like a car that would be belong to a hybrid?
No, sounds like a horn.
It's got a big horn.
But my thought was, well, first of all, the car industries are not going to do anything unless you legislate something. But it would seem to me that if there was, most blind people, they wear some kind of glasses, and like messengers, they wear helmets. If there could be some kind of a bug or something like that sits in the helmet or in the glasses, and if the car emits some kind of a sound, even silently, we don't hear, but they hear, might help.
Oh, like a certain frequency that's emitted from the car so the people who need to hear it would hear it without everybody else having to hear the car whiz by.
Correct.
This is very interesting to me. I'm reading that only 1% of the country right now drives a hybrid car, and you are uniquely familiar with this phenomenon of the hybrid being so quiet that you can roll up on people without them knowing that you're approaching.
That's right. You certainly can.
That is fascinating stuff. Thanks for the contribution. I appreciate it. 9:24 now at AM 760 Progressive Talk. Whoa! No, not that one. No. That's going to get their attention. That's overdoing it. Tone it down a little bit. Colorado Springs, here's Kenneth. You're up. Welcome.
Hi, Russ. I am a blind pedestrian who goes out every day into the street, and I would say that we have enough problems staying safe with just using our hearing that if we've got a lot more hybrid vehicles than we have now getting out there on the road, I think that we would probably be in a lot of trouble if there's no noise. I know cyclists sometimes don't warn you that they're coming up on you, and it can be a little bit frightening, and you can, a guide dog, obviously, they'll do what they can, but they're not really trained to keep you that safe. I mean, they're supposed to go forward when you say forward, and sometimes they wouldn't necessarily be keeping you safe in a situation like that. So right now it's not obviously that much of a problem.
Well, as the number of hybrid cars continues to grow, it probably could be a problem. As a blind person, are you familiar with this debate that's beginning to brew?
No, this is the first I've heard of it.
This is the first you've heard of it. As a blind person, now you heard the conversation I was having with the woman who was married to a blind person.
I missed that.
Oh, did you? She was saying that, yes, the dogs can see the cars coming, and that's why people have seen eye dogs, she said, kind of condescendingly. And that's the reason that they have seen eye dogs, because the dogs see traffic and keep them from stepping out into the street.
Your dog will lose faith in you and probably won't do what you say most times, though, if you keep repeatedly putting yourself, both the dog and you, in danger. I mean, that's my understanding of it. I have a seeing eye dog, and that's my understanding from just getting back from training, that, you're primarily responsible for keeping the team safe, and they're only supposed to keep you safe if there's an emergency.
I see. In the article that I have from the Wall Street Journal, they got a quote from Toyota spokesman Bill Kwong, who says he was not aware of the problem and believes that the responsibility lies with drivers and pedestrians to watch out for each other. That was a suggestion.
Wow.
real helpful. Well, Ken, thank you, and good luck. I appreciate it. Another caller here this morning suggesting that the auto industry isn't going to do anything unless they're compelled to do so through legislation of some kind. And with quotes like that from the Toyota rep, I think he might be onto something. But the National Federation of the Blind would like to see a remedy, a solution. Members of the National Federation of the Blind say the safety discussed the issue and would like to see a sound cue that would be required for hybrids that would alert pedestrians, especially blind pedestrians. This is Terry now in Lakewood, waiting patiently. I appreciate it. Hi there.
Hello.
How are you today?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm real good. I was thinking maybe I was going to have trouble hearing you, but you're coming in loud and clear.
Good. Hey, I do drive a hybrid, and it certainly is quiet. And, you know, as we get more hybrids, I think people will get more used to them, except that they are very quiet, especially at low speeds and in situations like in parking lots and coming out from a stop sign and that sort of thing. And I certainly have frightened people and also been uncertain about how to let people know that I was there, because they'd be walking in a group and not hear me, and I wouldn't be able to get around them safely. And
wow.
So I do think that there would be a good remedy of some kind of sound, you know, digitally made by the car that I think could be helpful.
Yeah, something like, woo, 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 woo.
Well, even just
like, give me an idea, like,
car sound.
Help me make the sound. Like, what are we thinking here? Seriously, Terry, come on, help me out.
Just some kind of regular car sound so that people would know it was a car.
Oh, okay, I can consider that. Or maybe like a car sound from...
Yeah, just like a regular engine kind of sound. You know, I don't know, but something, I think it could actually be viable. I mean, one of the great things about the quietness is that it does reduce noise pollution and that sort of thing. And perhaps over time, you know, we'll get quieter and quieter cars altogether, and then, you know, people will start knowing what to listen for.
I still want to figure out, though, what the sound should be like. This is so interesting to me, Terry, that you
drive... I don't know if I can help you with it.
I know. I'll have to work on that on my own time. But that you drive a hybrid and that you could foreseeably have me in the car, let's say, and you're driving through a parking lot, and even in my...
You can clean your head out the window.
In my gasoline car, in my truck, I can sometimes sneak up on people. The car is so quiet.
Sure, yeah.
I can't imagine what it's like when you roll up, and it's like you're in a golf cart.
Yeah, it is very like that.
And I'm glad to know, though, that as we get more calls on this, to hear from somebody who says, I drive a hybrid, and you recognize... that this is a real situation, and at least you would be amenable to some kind of sound.
And it's not just for blind people. You know, just a regular person walking down the street.
Absolutely.
Can hear well, you know, not even great, cannot hear this car.
I think you've made that point. I think you've done a very good job making that point. I appreciate it. Now we can just come up with a sound. Not that one. It's a little over the top. Just what are those intersections where they have the blind people walking through and they have a little bird sound?
Most intersections have those things now, Russ. Yeah, I know what you're talking. It's like a weird tone, like a doink,
yeah,
doink, that kind of noise.
Well, speak for yourself.
Maybe my ears don't work so good anymore.
One line open. Please take it. Get it off your mind and on the radio. Share with the rest of us. I love when people tie their ideas. I thought the hybrid, if we were going to hear from some people who drive hybrid cars, they were going to say, oh, that's crazy. My hybrid's plenty loud. But in fact, they've said it's so quiet it could be a danger. 303-713-7600. Let's get a traffic update here with Gina Michaels, and we will continue on the J. Marvin Show. I'm Russ Johnson, filling in.
Thanks, Russ. Still working a couple of wrecks eastbound I-70 at Quebec. That rollover we had southbound 25 north of the metro area near Highway 119. Had a problem at Alameda and Monaco, and it looks like they're trying to get a box truck pulled out of the way that stalled westbound I-70 near York. Now, you're still going to find some slow pockets. Eastbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike near Federal. Southbound 225 is dragging a bit at the Denver Tech Center, as is northbound 25 through the bridges. If you're headed up into the high country, we still have chain laws in effect for the west westbound side of I-70 between Georgetown and the tunnel, also over the Vail and Loveland Pass. Weather outlook today, mostly cloudy and cold. Snow showers tapering off with a high of 19. Tonight, light snow returns with a low of 5 degrees. Right now, mostly sunny and 12. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Don't risk running out of ink and slowing down your business. Hurry into Office Depot for hundreds of ink, toner, and...
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-394-0711. That's 1-800-394-0711. 1-800-394-0711.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as being affluent. You may not think of yourself as a high net worth investor, but it doesn't matter what kind of car you drive or the home you live in. If your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor. And one thing we know about you is that there are 8 common mistakes high net worth investors can make without even knowing it. We're Fisher Investments, and we've put together a special free report just for you. It's called The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours free just for calling 1-800-775-3414. Just avoiding any one of these mistakes could help you better reach your goals now and over time. As your portfolio grows and changes, strategies need to grow and change. That's why this is valuable information you must see. For your free copy of the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them, pick up the phone now. Call 1-800-775-3414. That's 1-800-775-3414.
Can help you get your settlement money in one lump sum right now. You've seen our ads on TV. You need cash now. Now is the time to call. If you're receiving cash payments from something like a car accident or personal injury, call J.G. Wentworth now. Find out how you can turn your structured settlement payments into cash you can use today. For free information, call 1-800-500-6517. Your bills won't wait, your expenses won't wait, and your settlement money is spread out over years. Don't wait. Get cash now from J.G. Wentworth. It's your money, isn't it? Use it when you need it. For free information, call us now at 1-800-500-6517. That's 1-800-500-6517. 1-800-500-6517.
You've got the J. Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk and AM760.net.
Everybody, Russ Johnson, 25 minutes out from 10. J. Marvin out today. Hopefully he will be back tomorrow. I am understanding that is the word. We're not 100% confident on that, though. So just tune in tomorrow and listen to us. It's been fun sitting in for J. Marvin. We have quite a comment, quite a number of comments to get to here on the phones. Talking about the silent killer hybrid cars. Who knew? Got a story from the Wall Street Journal. And they have a little picture here with their story. The caption is remarkable. It's a group of people standing on the curb with their sticks. I don't know whether they call those when you're blind and you have one of your little sticks. Oh, my God. Oh, canes. Yeah, that's what I'm looking for. Anyway, the caption reads, last summer at the National Federation of the Blind Convention in Dallas, a group of blind people listened for a Toyota Prius hybrid. Members of the group were asked to raise their hands as soon as they heard the vehicle approaching. So here's 2 dozen people, and there's only one lady with her hand in the air. First time I looked at this picture, though, I didn't realize it's people who are with the National Federation of the Blind. They might have a motive here, but nonetheless, only one lady with her hand raised. No one else can hear the car. And we've had as much confirmed by people who've called in this morning, saying they drive a hybrid, and yep, they're pretty quiet, and yep, it's only a matter of time before someone's killed. So we have to come up with a system here to generate noise. I'm not sure if it's better to have one noise or everybody can customize and pick their own. And then is it kind of cheesy, though, to have a sound, if we were going to do this, to have a sound that is a recording of a car? John M., what do you think? Like a motorcycle sound?
I still like
you want a little mariachi music, you know? I'll tell you, when the cars are produced in Mexico, then we can go that route. Okay, let's work on it. Here is Alex in Denver. You're on 760. Good morning.
Hey, you already mentioned my idea.
What?
Yeah, this could be a whole new niche market, customizable sounds just like customizable ringtones.
Oh, yeah, we'll get
the... Nothing really loud or obnoxious. There'd have to be volume... think about it. You could like have a herd of horses galloping down the street, or a foxhound pack, or
and personalize it. I see each person would have their own sound.
Yeah, or even like Ride of the Valkyries. I mean, think about driving your little Prius down the street playing Wagner's Ride of the Valkyries.
I was going to say, right? You play that, and everybody will think of the helicopter attack scene in Apocalypse Now. Get off the street.
the herd of a cattle stampede. I don't know.
There might be some sort of entrepreneurial opportunity in this. Yeah. Alex, great call. Thank you very much.
Yeah, look at all the money that got made from the ringtones, you know.
So when you get a hybrid car, you have to pick your sound. I think I'd rather go with kind of the sterile, I don't want to overdo it. We just need a sound that's just a little over the din of ambient noise, whatever
like
that
right
means.
And then you have the sound of 50-millimeter Gatlin guns.
So you can hear it going off from 300 yards away.
Yeah.
Alex, have a great day. That opens the line for us. 303-713-7600. Do not hesitate. If you can add to the conversation, please. We have an instant message coming in. You can send your thoughts to am760.net. This message says, not all blind people use dogs. I think the car should make the sound that the flying cars in the Jetsons make. I like that, actually. That way,
I don't remember what they sounded like.
I can't. I'm not a sound guy. That way they would keep their cool futuristic factor. Is this it, John? Nice job.
That was
fast. You can hear it. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. I'm trying to remember what it's like in my head here. Trying to think.
George Jetson.
I thought the sound was in here also, actually. Maybe we just use the theme song from the Jetsons for all the new hybrids.
Oh.
How apropos, right? That was a beautiful try there, John. I know exactly where you were going. I read the coverage with you. I would have swore in federal court that there was the sound of the little car that they used in the TV show in that clip. Oh, well, let's go to Monument. This is Ivy. Your turn on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing there?
I'm good.
All right. The solution to the problem is every blind person should have a seeing eye midget. That way they're there to have someone see them.
Okay, now we've gone
seeing eye midget.
Please. I'm trying to present a real public safety problem here. We don't need seeing eye midgets. Good grief. 941 now. Let's go to Denver. This is Dean. Hello, Dean. Dean.
Yo.
You're getting called on. Welcome to the show.
What's up, man?
No, working.
Hey, you just need to incorporate low-volume whistles in the ground effects, like they put for the deer, so the deer don't get hit.
Now, what would this do? Someone mentioned this idea earlier of the whistle, and I really didn't follow it all that much. What are you thinking?
It's just a cone-shaped thing, a little plastic whistle device. You'd shove somewhere where the air would hit it.
So all the deer and dogs run away? Or could people hear it?
No, no, no. Not, don't put it on such a volume that the that it's high pitched for an animal. You just put it on a low tone, like a low whistle.
Well, for humans.
Yeah, exactly.
So people will hear the whistle coming.
Yeah, so it's not annoying to the person driving the vehicle. It's just a nice little hum, but the people can hear it. It's just a plastic piece.
That would be, as the article describes, louder than ambient noise.
Of course it would be.
Right.
It'd be like a low whistle, exactly.
And you could hear it from, what, 300 yards, 200 yards?
You know, it would all depend on how you manufactured the whistle and how much noise it put out per volume of air going in.
And the amount of air going through the whistle is what would determine the sound. So you're not, in your model, thinking about having an electric sound of any kind?
Absolutely not. It's too complicated. You just put a little whistle, a little cone-shaped plastic whistle on the ground effects on the exterior of the car where it would get hit.
Like you could be an inventor or something.
Well, I'm actually trying on that and just can't seem to bust it out anywhere.
Everything in due time. Everything in due time. Dean, great job. Have a fantastic, meaningful Valentine's Day.
Will I be able to get through the show without having to do my Valentine's Day prediction?
This is Scott now in Denver. Your turn on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Hello.
Howdy.
Hi.
I just wanted to point out that all hybrids, by their nature of being a hybrid, have an automobile engine in them that runs all the time except for when they're at a stop.
Or when they are moving slowly.
A friend of mine has a Civic. I've done a lot of traveling in it.
Now, a Civic is not a hybrid, though.
Yes, there are Civic hybrids.
Oh, there are? Let me make note. The Honda Civic hybrid. Oh, I was thinking of the Prius.
Yeah, there's many hybrids out there now. There's a Highlander hybrid that's an SUV now.
I bet that thing has guts.
Actually, it does.
Does it?
Oh, yeah, because you got to remember that the horsepower is multiplied by the horsepower of the engine and the electric motor.
So what to our problem here with the hybrids being so quiet?
Well, I'm actually wondering if they checked out. One of the things I was thinking about is whether or not they did that same testing on similar small displacement car engines. Most cars are really very quiet these days anyway.
That is true. Gasoline engines are very quiet.
Yeah.
That's why I can totally relate with these people who describe going through a parking lot and startling people because the car is so quiet. I mean, if gasoline cars are quiet, I can only imagine how quiet a car must be that is primarily at the time running off the battery.
Right. So I was just curious if there is an equal problem with because I ride a bicycle, and a lot of times I don't hear smaller vehicles approaching from behind.
You ride a bicycle as your main form of transportation?
No, recreation, and when I'm not trying to get to and from work.
Have you ever looked over your shoulder and saw cars zip by you and thought, that's a hybrid, man, I almost got killed?
No, I pretty much think that's just whatever kind of car it was, I might get killed. Like I say, there's small cars you can't really hear either.
They're pretty quiet, that's true. Take care. Bill and Vail. Let's hear from Bill. He drives a Prius. Hello.
Hello, hello.
You're up.
Hey, yeah, I'm sitting in a Prius right now talking to you. I've been listening to your show this morning. And the idea of putting whistles or horns or beepers or the flight of the Valkyries is kind of silly because everybody would have to listen to that, and we're only worried about blind people, right?
Well, not just blind people. The blind people are the ones who have made an issue out of it and are asking the auto manufacturers to change their policies. But they are advocating that people who are pedestrians and people who like riding bikes, for example, would also be a lot safer. The public in general would be safer for everyone if you could hear the car approaching.
Well, my idea is pretty simple. Rather than subjecting the environment to more noise, my Prius and all Priuses radiate a low-power electromagnetic field to use with the RFID key system. When you walk up the car, it unlocks, for example. There's no reason.
Your car? Your Prius does that?
Oh, yeah.
How does it work? As you approach your vehicle, what's going on to make the doors unlock?
It evidently radiates a very low-power field, and a sensor in the key tag picks that up and returns it to the car in a code that the car understands, and it just unlocks the minute you walk up to it.
I can understand that. I was leaving out the part that you obviously had the key on you. I was thinking
right.
You had like a chip the size of a grain of rice implanted in you or something.
Oh, Well, that'll be next, I guarantee you.
That's coming.
But the idea I've got is very simple. Build a sensor the size of a postage stamp that picks up that radio frequency field, and a blind person could keep it in their pocket, and it would beep when the car got within 50 feet, 30 feet. They'd know it was coming. Nobody else would have to listen to a whistle.
You know what? That is a really good idea. Or anyone else, for that matter, who is worried about that sort of thing could have something that goes around their neck. And if they're cyclists or people who walk with the flow of traffic, I guess. Because you still see people doing that. You're supposed to walk against the flow of traffic. That's what I always learned. Then they would hear that the Prius or whatever other hybrid car is quickly approaching, like we are quickly approaching a timeout, and then we will return. Call us 303-713-7600. It's Russ Johnson in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
So I got a pretty crowded drive between the downtown area and the tech center on I-25 on both sides of the highway through the bridges. So just add a few minutes to your drive in either direction. Actually, the rest of the highway drive is in decent shape, although it's still a little bit slick in some areas, especially on those on and off ramps. Just watch your speeds through there. Off the highway, we do have some major backups at Lee Stanley and Monaco. Pretty busy intersection anyway. Now the lights are out, so that's really backing things up in all directions. Weather forecast looks like the snow's done for now. We're not completely done with it, but a partly sunny day, staying cold, a high of only 19. Cloudy with snow showers possible again tonight, a couple of more inches, a low of 5, then we get it out of the way tomorrow, partly sunny and warmer, a high of 30. Right now, though, it's 14 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
KeyBank asks, when's your save day? When you take the money you would have spent and don't, because over
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So you're looking for a used car, but it all seems so confusing. Why not make it easy? Go to CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all make and all model, right on your screen. And right here in Denver, all with special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are we've got what you're looking for and at a great price. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
Morning. It's the debut of the Tom Hartman program from 10 to 1 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Hi, I'm Shai McBride. Every 2 seconds, someone needs blood. Accident victims, cancer patients, even children with sickle cell disease. You can help save those lives by becoming a blood donor. It's convenient, it's easy. And think how good you'll feel knowing that your donation may help save a life. Please call the American Red Cross at 1-800-GIVE-LIFE to schedule an appointment to give blood. Together, we can save a life.
Are you in sales or do you own a business? If so, think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Okay, so what's stopping you? Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy, but what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new leads as you can handle and actually make that number in your head?
We sold almost $500,000 worth of business, up from maybe one-tenth of that in previous periods. We were caught by surprise with the...
It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads free.
No business in the world can afford to be without it.
No matter what you're selling, Sales Genie has the leads you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 absolutely free. That's right, free. Just call 1-800-600-6591. That's 1-800-600-6591. 1-800-600-6591.
All right, everybody, I want you to raise your hand if you're stuck in a dead-end job. You know who you are. Crummy paycheck for a lot of work. Well, here's the tip of the century. There's a surprising industry that's on the verge of a huge boom. I'm talking about 200,000 jobs that'll need to be filled. It's the automotive technician industry. Working on vehicles, making repairs, that kind of stuff. And get this. The average starting pay is more than $38,000. Heck, some technicians are taking down more than $100,000 every year. Best of all, you can try a free automotive course online from CBT Direct, but only for a limited time. The number to call is 1-800-400-1966. Are you ready for a lot of job offers and very competitive pay?
then you need to call now to try the automotive course free by calling 1-800-400-1966. Demand for technicians is growing fast, so call today, 1-800-400-1966. That's 1-800-400-1966.
Right now, Jay Marvin in your car. After the show, Jay Marvin on your computer. Listen to the whole show on AM760.net.
I want you to want me.
If I wrote a song for Valentine's Day, it would be this one. I am Russ Johnson. It is 8 minutes out from 10 o'clock. Thank you so much for spending your morning with me, Jay Marvin. Back tomorrow, the radio station's AM760 Progressive Talk. Instant messages coming in. I love to read them. Pithy, quick, fast comments. Send them at am760.net. I'm going to get back to your phone calls here on what to do with our dilemma concerning the hybrid cars and how quiet they are. And as I get ready to take the calls, I absolutely love this instant message. So funny. You know, people on this radio station, I notice, have a pretty good sense of humor. I was a little worried. Seeing people may not be into having a good time, but boy, was I wrong. Funny wise guys everywhere. Cooper writing, so let me get this straight. Global warming is accelerating, the ice caps are melting, and we're worried that hybrids are too quiet. How come I suspect that the real people behind this story are the Heritage Foundation? Yeah, no kidding. I second that. And another instant message, just have them take the car in for regular maintenance. There will be a rattle that no one can locate and no one can solve. We still haven't worked on our sound that we're going to use for the new the new hybrids. Whoa, it was a close call. Did you guys hear that? To the phones. Here is Will in Denver, standing by. You're up on AM760. Hello.
Hello. I drive a Prius. My family has a Prius and a Highlander hybrid, both.
Highlander. That thing has guts, huh? You got a tow package on it?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I'd love to learn more about that, and I wrote a note after the last caller who mentioned the Highlander. I've got to brush up on this, but that's not why you called. You wanted to say what?
Well, I find it interesting because I recall that in the early, you know, it was from my history classes, of course, in the early part of the 20th century, an argument against electric cars was that they were a danger to pedestrians because pedestrians would not be able to hear them. And I find it interesting that we're coming around to that argument again.
Mm-hmm. There was a documentary that came out that I did not get to see that explained what happened to all of the electric cars that were out on the market. Are you familiar at all with what I'm talking about?
I vaguely remember
hearing
about...
What's that sound?
I...
You hear that?
I have no idea.
That's your Prius coming up on you. 5 minutes out from the top of the hour. Will, disregard the comment about the documentary. I shouldn't have piped off unless I knew what I was talking about. But sometimes I do. Anyway, I wanted to see the documentary, and I hope it comes to HBO. And basically, some guy had unearthed the reason that the electric car never really caught on. And there were evil forces in the world that made it happen that way. After that last call, I'm thinking back to the instant message I took. Maybe there's something behind somebody planting this story in the Wall Street Journal. Quiet hybrids worry the blind. Keith and Greeley, your turn with Russ Johnson. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Very good.
Hey, I think it's kind of ironic. I'm a conservative. I listen to Jay every now and then, but I think it's kind of ironic that the liberals all were, you know, talking about how the carbon monoxide and all that from all the gas cars is making the ozone deplete and all this stuff and killing people. Now they've come up with electric cars to kind of help curb that, and now they're going to be killing people.
You can see the irony in so much. It's just a slight modification as we work our way through this. We're going to a world with more and more hybrid cars, Keith. And this is just the last little hurdle we need to work through now. We're saving the environment. We're cutting down on pollution. We're cutting down on noise. But we don't want to cut down too much. Take it easy, buddy. Here is Coral in Denver. Or Boulder, pardon me. Hi, Coral.
Hi, Russ. How are you?
Super, thank you.
Just a real quick like comment that I just thought was funny that when you started talking about this topic this morning, the first thing I thought of was years and years ago when my brother and I were young and we would ride our bicycles and we would take thick pieces of cardboard, bend it over, and put clothespins to hold it on to the frame of the bike.
Sure.
It would make noises in the when the wheel turned.
Yeah, sure, I know.
I love that noise.
Yeah. Maybe you could put something in the on the axle of the car as it spins around. Yeah, we could go a lot of ways. We could make it digital. We could make it where people have options to what sound they want their car to have, and then you could tune it just right. Or you could just do it the simple way and take a piece of plastic and connect it to another piece of plastic that's on the axle, and as it turns around, it makes a clicking noise. That could be an issue also, or a solution to the problem. In Denver, Dave, hi there, and welcome to my world.
Good morning.
Running short on time, Dave. Make it count, please.
Okay, there's a short technological solution. Some of your newer luxury cars are coming out with a feature called some kind of a radar tracking thing that keeps you from running into the back of somebody. It's constantly pinging in front of you.
Right, I've seen that before on
Lexuses. There's no reason that a product can't come out that people can carry that will pick up that little radar ping to know that a car is coming. So,
fair enough. We are on the same page. I think that is the idea. And I must now say farewell. Goodbye. Happy Valentine's Day. Russ Johnson, over and out on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Hi, I'm Mike Miller, owner of Basil Doc's Pizza. I want to tell you about absolutely, positively the best pizza, Basil Doc's Pizza. Established in 1996 here in Denver's Washington Park neighborhood, we've been winning awards ever since. At Basil Doc's, pizza making is an art we're passionate about. Basil Doc's uses all natural ingredients. Here's an incentive for you to experience Basil Doc's Pizza. Mention you heard this ad and you'll get a complimentary organic house salad with a side of our signature balsamic vinaigrette. Check us out at BasilDocsPizza.com.
Do you need someone in your corner to help you with a real estate problem? Do you feel like you're getting ripped off on a mortgage transaction? Then tune into The Real Estate Advocate each Saturday from noon to 1 with real estate and mortgage expert Sean Healy of Keller Williams Preferred Realty.